Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Hollywolves. I'm Matt.
And I am white feminism in Hollywood.
What? You're what?
White feminism in Hollywood.
Oh, okay. It's going to be that kind of show. I see.
It's always going to be that type of show.
Michael, what are you watching?
What am I watching? Are you ready for this? I don't think you're ready for what I'm just...
Yeah, I might as well be.
All right, so let's see. I'm still watching Shameless. I'm at the last season of Shameless.
What? You're still watching Shameless?
That show's long. That's like 12 episodes per season.
There's
11 seasons.
Yeah.
And every episode's an hour long.
You know what? I can't even be upset at it.
And then one season was like 14 episodes.
God damn.
That's 14 hours of TV.
That's a lot.
Exactly.
I can't say anything.
Because you over here watching Grey's Anatomy.
You know what? I'm kind of... I'll get to that in a minute. You're watching Shameless.
Yes, I am at the end. I have a better understanding of why I don't see black people talk about that show. That show is very white.
Yeah.
It is so white. It's white in a way where it's trying to explain things to white people, mm-hmm. like racism and like queerness and all that stuff. They're trying to explain a lot of stuff to them.
Okay.
Also, the way they depict Chicago is weird because none of that shit happens in Chicago the way they make it look like.
That is like one of the things that kind of bugged me about Shameless. I was like, I've never seen any of this happen. None of it. Like none of this stuff like happens regularly in Chicago. And you know, it's like, especially on the South Side. I grew up on the South Side.
I've never seen any white people before in my life on the South Side.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah. Especially, what neighborhood are they in?
They are in the back of the yard. So they're over on, where is that at? That's like 47th and like, that's like Southwest, I think.
I thought back of the yards was like Southeast.
Is it?
Could have sworn back of the yards is like Southeast somewhere. Even still,
they're still that part of the South Side. They don't even really be over there like that.
They really don't.
Like, no, the white people don't go that far south. The only places that white people go in Chicago that's on the South Side is like Hyde Park.
Yep,
that's about it, really. Maybe Kenwood if they being real sassy,
mm-hmm.
and maybe around like 35th Street, maybe around that area.
Oh well, yeah,
or Bronzeville, maybe a little bit around there somewhere.
Yeah, Bronzeville, Bridgeport.
Yeah, but other than that, they do not be on the South Side like that. Like no, so yeah. That's always been weird watching that show. But I mean, I get why it stayed on the air for so long. It definitely had a good hook. If you were white, especially the time they were like filming the show too, it was really like palpable to what was going on in like media and stuff too. They had a whole season about COVID and all that stuff with COVID and just I get it.
Wait, Shams was still around when COVID first came?
Yeah, last season was actually 2020.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of the politics in this show is very like it's Gen X. It's very like generational Gen X versus millennial garbage. Mm-hmm. Like where Frank's pretty much the Gen X point of view all the time, which is always wrong. Mm-hmm. Like every time he opens his mouth, it's always from this very like I'm not privileged because I'm white. I'm poor.
Okay,
it's like you're still white. You're still getting away with so much shit. This man be having drugs on him, like all types of drugs, and he does not get convicted. Actually, one episode, this woman planted drugs on him to get convicted, and he somehow got away with it.
Of course he did.
He told the judge, I'm not the perpetrator here. The pharmaceutical company is the perpetrator. And she believed it and let him get off the hook.
That's the whitest thing I've ever heard.
And then Carl even had an episode where he was running from the cops and said, hey, I'm not black. Don't shoot. He literally said this.
And then, none of that has ever happened here in the city of Chicago. So that's weird.
But the hook for me to keep watching it was to see Ian and Mickey, because that was the only reason why I even like got interested in the show in the first place. I was like, okay, there's a gay couple on the show. Their relationship is so toxic, but it does end very cute. The last season of them is cute. When they finally get married and kind of have a relationship, it's cute.
That okay.
It's kind of cute. But they're problematic in their own ways too. But yeah, I see why the show is not like I see why black people don't talk about that show very much, and definitely why I don't see black gay people talk about it at all. Mm-hmm. There's nothing for them there.
Yeah.
Not at all. I'm watching it purely as just a thought experiment for myself to see if I can like find out why the show was popular in the first place. And I get it. It's still very dumb and very white though. Like I can't go around that.
Yeah. I mean I think I put Shameless up there with like It's Always Sunny.
I actually want to start watching that show too because of that gay character. I was interested in it because I keep seeing memes about him.
Oh, you, I mean, you got a while before it happens. Like, but the thing I will tell you about It's Always Sunny is that like you have to go into it and everything knowing that everybody is absolutely terrible and okay. And nobody is redeemed. Like you kind of just have to go, oh, and everybody's kind of an idiot too. That's going to be the thing about
it. So that's going to be an easy transition from Shameless then, because it's pretty much the same basis.
Okay. Well, yeah, like everybody's an idiot, everybody's terrible and everything. Like it's funny, it's definitely wild. And cuz my introduction to Always Sunny and everything was my ex, who's white. Because this is important. And they were like, yeah, let's watch it. And I was like, okay. So I'm going to watch this episode. And the first episode was The Gang Gets Racist. And I was like, and as soon as the title card dropped, I looked at them and I was like, bruh.
Why is that white people always do that? They do that shit on purpose. I've noticed that. Like, my ex was like trying to watch for me, make me watch something. I'm like, why are we watching this? And it was like something like, you know, like this is going to be something I'm going to be like, I'm black. Why are you subjecting me to this type of bullshit on purpose?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they can watch things and not even have like care about any type of racial things involved with the show. Like they can watch something, just watch it subjectively.
Mm-hmm.
We watch it. We like, that's fucked up. Why is that happening? How you get away with it? Like we're watching it from a very different lens. So it's like,
right.
It's weird.
I feel the same way when I watched like Blazing Saddles for the first time, like,
oh god,
and had another friend and everything who's also white. She was like, yeah, like it's one of my favorite movies, and I was like, okay. And then I watched it, and then like, bam, hard R's,
right?
Like, immediately, and I was like,
this is your favorite movie,
and I was like, what? And you know, like, I get it. It's satire. Same thing with It's Always Sunny and everything like that. You know, like it's supposed, you know, they're supposed to be terrible people and everything, but it's also like. You didn't think about like these things
before. Yeah, like that whole like, oh, it's just the part of the joke. Like, is it?
Yeah, I'm like
is it? Is this satire? Are you sure?
And granted, I shouldn't be weirded out by like the like hard R's and everything like that. Like, hell, I watch Tarantino movies. And I really enjoy Tarantino movies, but like
it's still jarring sometimes though.
Yeah, well, Blazing Saddles I wasn't expecting cuz I really didn't know a whole lot about Mel Brooks and stuff until like I was like, oh yeah, because you know he did like Spaceballs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that was the thing that I was like, oh right, that makes sense now, because at first I didn't get it, and then I was like, oh okay, parody, satire, great, cool, now like, you know, now I can be on board. But at first, like, you know, without knowing anything about it, like I'm not going to
like a flashbang.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, like, you know, like bam, inward flashbang, and it's just like,
okay,
so we're doing this, and it's something completely different. Okay, so you're watching Shameless. Is there anything else?
Let's see what I'm watching. I am also watching. Why my brain like? Of course, Abbott Elementary came back. I'm watching that. I think it's over though for this season.
Hmm.
Let's see. I'm watching. Summer House, Martha's Vineyard too.
Oh Lord,
that's the summer. The Summer House is just really like, it's like The Real World, but like everybody knows each other already. It's like it's pretty much a reality TV show. People just throw in the house for like 2 weeks,
mm-hmm,
and see what happens. This Martha's Vineyard version is just all black people, though, which makes it way more interesting.
Oh, okay. So,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool.
What am I watching? I was thinking about this earlier. Like, what am I watching, actually?
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't think of all the shows I'm watching. I know I'm watching, like, a ton of stuff. Let's see. What else am I? Of course, I'm watching Drag Race because I'm gay, so can't just not watch that.
Look.
Not watch that. Like, that's,
yes, you can. Like, there was this whole, like, discourse with this person on Twitter and everything who's like, I'm not a gay who watches Drag Race. It was stupid.
Oh, that's annoying. Like,
yeah. It's just like, okay. But somebody clocked him, though, because he was wearing panties with lace.
Yikes.
He's like, oh, I don't, like, do all these typical gay things. And it's just like
you're wearing lingerie as a man. That's, what?
It was funny. It was like, okay, sis.
Yes.
I shouldn't have laughed at it, but it was funny as hell. I was like, oof.
Yes.
Caught in 4K. You can't say shit else after
that. I love that so much. That's what needs to happen more often.
It's funny, like, people on Twitter underestimate how much time people actually have on their hands.
A lot of time.
Like, especially like for the Chronically Online, like, trust me, they will
dig stuff up.
They will dig in them tweets, they will like you know, they will like look at the, like, especially since you can search buzzwords and stuff on like people's Twitters.
Yep.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm definitely watching Drag Race. What am I watching? No, it's something else I'm forgetting. It's something I actually like a lot too. Oh yeah, Invincible, of course. We'll talk about Invincible later though. We'll talk about Invincible and X-Men 97. We'll talk about that then.
Yeah, we gotta talk about that.
What else am I watching? I gotta think of the week. I know I'm forgetting something. I'm gonna get so bad I forget it though. Loot. Loot season 2 just started on Apple's TV.
I still haven't downloaded that.
It's so good. Oh my god. Maya Rudolph is so underrated as a comedic actress. Like, she's so funny.
Oh yeah, Maya Rudolph has been hilarious for years.
Like, she's just funny. Just being herself is just funny. Her existing is funny to me. Like, so her in a show like this. And one thing I thought that's really hilarious about this show is all this like rap music they be playing out of nowhere. It just feels so, it's like, it's a weird contrast to what the character she is, and then all of a sudden it's like they play a Snoop Dogg. I don't know, like, this, it's hilarious. Whoever is writing that show does a great job. It's so funny.
I mean, it's probably her.
Probably is her. I forgot she did. Like, she was a whole, like, mainstay lead on SNL for a while, which actually was funny. Because that's just stale.
Yeah, SNL now is just, like,
stale.
I haven't tuned in for, like, a while.
I only catch the clips when they go on viral, and that's usually when I catch a...
Yeah, I think the last, like... I would say recently the last that I've seen at SNL has been like really funny was like when they had Pedro Pascal on there and like that one like dinner table sketch.
I did not see that.
Of like the black woman like cutting a steak and the table was like shaking.
Oh, okay, I saw that clip.
That sketch, the other sketch and everything where Pedro is like somebody is like, you know, Mexican, like, or like Latino mom or something like that. Like, that one is really good. But yeah, like, SNL has not been great.
It hasn't been great for a while. I think where I really checked out was when they had Elon Musk on there.
Yeah, that episode was awful. They was kind of cooked then.
That was so bad. Like, that was irreprehensible. That Gen Z hospital sketch will live in my brain rent free.
So some of the stuff they were saying was funny, like, but him being there is like a, see, if he wasn't like the doctor in it, it'd probably be a lot funnier.
But the problem is that the premise is that this is the slang that the kids are using.
Oh yeah, the Gen Z stuff.
All of it is just old AAVE.
It really was.
And it's regional stuff too. Like, some of the stuff they be using is like stuff that only people say in certain parts of like the US.
But that's not always is with AAV. They be mixing it and it don't be sounding right.
It be sounding so cringe. Like, what are you doing?
And you know, it's that's we could talk about that, like, you know, on another show and everything, because it's, yeah, SNL sucks, but
it does. Oh yeah, I'm watching Physical 100 season 2.
How is that? I've been wondering
if you like muscles from both genders, that's the show to watch.
Oh okay, I'm watching it.
Like, they got muscle mommies, muscle daddies.
I'm into both of those.
So if you're into that, and they're like, all the people on there are like, the one thing I like the show is like everybody's like really respectful and honorable too, which is cool. Like, this show would be so bad in like the US. It would not work.
Yeah, no.
I will say, I do side eye every season they add a random white dude in there for some reason.
Ew.
Every season there's always some random expat there just being there. I'm like, why are you here?
DEI.
Why are you here? Just ethnic competition.
He's affirmative action hire.
Like, I don't care about the black people that's always there. That's fine. They're ethnic. They could be there. But just some random white dude is always
DEI,
like...
DEI, I told you.
I hate it.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's why he's there.
It don't feel like that, though. It feels like he's just entering space he's supposed to be at.
Yeah, DEI. I wasn't wrong. That's what DEI means. Didn't earn it.
Yikes. That backfiring.
Look, I'm just saying.
Not DR. So yeah, that's pretty good. It comes with every week. It's like what, 2 episodes a week now?
Oh, okay, that's
so it's good. It's like, if you enjoy a challenge, it's basically a challenge with all the like politics and stuff.
You know what? I'm definitely watching it because
strictly just
because I am tired. Wait, I say that, and then we got Challenge All Star.
We are gonna watch Challenge All Star. What are you talking about? We are gonna be so in there.
Yeah, because it's not young Challenge All Stars BS.
Yeah, that's true. Last season when they were trying to get the new champs, I only enjoyed it at the tail end of the season. Like the last 4 episodes were actually pretty good.
Well, the thing is, like, with the challenge and stuff like that, like, the challenge is good, but it only is really good and everything when you have, like, people who have been on the challenge and everything.
Yes, the history makes such a big part of that show.
Because, like, all the new people, all the Big Brother and other reality show people that they had it, like, they have been consistently terrible. Like, all the Big Brother people are terrible. All, like, the Amazing Race people were terrible. The Survivor people are awful. Like, all the Love Island and all
they don't need to be there at all. Like, the Love Island and the Are You the One and the...
Yeah, like, all those extra people... No, get them out of here. Give me the legacy people. Like that's what I really watched the challenge for. Especially since they stopped doing the Real World.
We need a new episode. We need a new season of the Real World so bad.
We do.
Like so bad. Like come on, just do it. Wasn't last season on Facebook?
But wait, because that was the season where I think they was in
Atlanta.
They was in Atlanta, yep. And there was I think the majority of the cast was black. No, not the majority.
It wasn't the majority, but it was a lot of them were black.
No, that was the season before that.
Was that the one where they was like doing the exes, but like they had people come back in their life to like men fizzes and shit. What was that season called?
I forgot, but yeah, that was the season before that where the majority of the cast was black, and it was still pretty good.
It was.
That Facebook season was, ooh.
It was rough. I'm not gonna sit here and lie. I watched it though because I mean, addicted.
Yeah. We both watched it and we both was like that was a big miss.
It was a miss, but it was still irritating for what it was.
Yeah,
but it should have not been on Facebook.
That was the thing that killed
it. That was so weird.
That the Real World going out like that was probably one of the worst things MTV has done.
Why? Y'all could have put that on Netflix, something like Apple TV, Hulu. Like they had other. It was so weird.
Yeah. I don't understand the reasoning behind that.
Oh, the other show I'm watching. Now I just remembered it, too. For the Love of Dilfs, this
you,
really, you, really terrible reality TV show that I am watching because I am queer and I'm also addicted to reality TV. And when you put those two things together, you get stuff like that. And I watched the whole season last week. It's such a dumb show.
I told you, you don't have to sit there and do these.
But
things.
I have to support queer art.
No, you don't. Queer media. You don't. You don't have to do that.
Why not?
Because you don't.
But you're not giving me a reason. You just said don't.
Oh, being queer is bad. I can say that because I'm bisexual.
Wow. See, this is why I don't like bisexuals. Y'all.
Wow. Biphobia.
Yes. I am now
biphobia. Biphobia is worse than homophobia.
I'm bi-furious.
Damn. Not Roxy Richter.
Love of Dilfs is stupid. Stormy Daniels should not be hosting that show at all. I don't know why they get T.S. Madison to do it. That would have been such a better host for that show.
That would have been really interesting.
That would have been great. Like, a literal person from our community that people know and love versus Stormy Daniels.
No, make RuPaul do it.
RuPaul ain't doing that show. What? RuPaul is only doing primetime TV. Thank you.
Drag Race is kind of prime time.
It is prime time.
But also, like, RuPaul should have been canceled like a while ago.
But they help so many queer people. We finally got actual trans women on that show now.
It took
them like how many seasons to finally get there?
God, yeah, that took them a while.
I remember that. Ooh, I remember when they was on Twitter lighting his ass up about that shit. He was like, drag is an art form of men impersonating women. And they lit his ass up. Ugh. Oh, that was great. That was great. That was a good time to be able to air that.
Yo, because that wasn't that long ago, was it?
It was about a few years ago. I think it was around like, that was before, who was that? What season was that? I think that was like about 4 or 5 seasons ago.
Mm.
But they changed since then. I mean, look, we got a whole trans winner.
Kobe
won.
RuPaul, you're right. How could I forget?
Actually, we have a couple of trans winners. I think Sasha Kobe and Willem. Not Willem. Her name Willem? No. What's that little girl's name? I can't think of her name.
Willow?
Yes, Willow. I can't Willow. Yeah. Think about the other drag queen. Mm. Yeah, Willow. We love Willow.
That is true.
She's so cute.
Yes.
I think that's everything I'm watching. I was watching what's that? Delicious in Dungeon. But I'm forced to watch it. But I'm not saying I'm not being forced to watch it.
Okay, wait. You can't nobody force you to do anything. You're watching with your boyfriend, ain't you?
Yes.
Of course you are. You know what? Never mind. We'll get to that later.
I'm watching it with him. And he is so hyped about that show. He like, every little thing they do, he like, oh my God, it's the best episode. Oh my God. He's like, I'm like, I'm like, this show is just, it's just okay. It really, it would be the most insignificant thing. Like, did you see that sword? Like, babe, it's just a sword swing. I have seen a sword get swung many a times.
In many an anime.
In many an anime. Because the premise is good, but I feel like I've seen this show before, done in different iterations in my life.
Mm.
So it's like, I can't quite get there with this show in a way. I'm like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. Like, I'm just like, it's good.
Mm.
Will I watch it on my own? Probably not. I would definitely skip this.
That's the one that's on like Netflix, right?
Yes, that's the one. I think would have actually sold me on the fact that Studio Trigger is doing it. That's what's really...
Oh, see, nobody said nothing about that.
Because the animation isn't crazy over the top like the other stuff. This is very subtle Trigger. It's very subdued okay. Trigger.
See, okay. Well, I still might check it out.
It's still like, worth watching. Like, okay. It's still really... It's not a bad anime at all.
Mm.
It's just the premise and the setting and stuff like that. It's like, eh.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's like, it's very subdued animation, though. It's not the crazy, like, Gurren Lagann and, like... That's what they've done before. Like, it's not that crazy.
So, yeah, so it's not like Kill la Kill.
It's not that crazy.
It's not Penny and Stocking.
It's very subtle, very, very, very conservative animation, I would say. From the stuff they've done before, that show is really really conservative.
Okay, that's fair.
But yeah, it's still pretty good. But yeah, I think that's all I'm really watching right now. All
right.
What are you watching?
So I think I finally just reached a point where like Grey's Anatomy is just like kind of like, I'm like, okay, we can stop this now because
who died?
What, why you gotta say that?
I know somebody died. You're like, you know what? That's it.
So I made it to the end of season 8. And
you got
that was
real
like,
into it.
And that was the plane crash that everybody couldn't stop telling me about. And I'm like, oh, wait till the plane crash. I was like, what are you talking about? Because there was a plane crash incident thing before, but I was like, this wasn't shit. Mm-hmm. What are y'all talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And so I get to this plane crash because like, you know, people tell me, but they don't say when. And then I'm kind of just like watching it absentmindedly.
Uh-huh.
And it just happens out of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, this is the plane crash. And so, that was a rough few episodes.
Yep.
So Lexi died, and that broke my heart because she was one of the sweetest characters on that show.
Yep.
And like Meredith was torn up about it, and for the longest she was like, I have a half sister. I don't like you, and I don't want to do this with you. And I was like, okay, Meredith. You get it.
Meredith is such a
Meredith is easily one of the worst characters on this show.
Worst characters. Oh, she's insufferable.
And I'm mad because the show is about her.
Yeah, I mean, it literally is.
And then Mark died, and that was the thing that tore me up because he was like really in love with Lexi.
Yep.
And he died like a couple of episodes later. And I was just like, oh. And then the show took a huge shift after that. Like they, like, you know, Debbie Allen was on for like a bit as like Jesse Williams, like mom and stuff.
Oh, right, I forgot about that.
Ooh, but she was fine as hell.
Okay, calm down there. Look,
I'm just saying,
calm down, Bucko.
She's kind of doing something. I was like, all right, Debbie, you kind of thick now.
I need you to calm down.
I'm not.
That's somebody's mama.
Okay, I'm trying to be his stepdad.
You are disgusting.
No, I'm not.
You are disgusting.
Look, Debbie Allen was fine as hell on that show, okay?
Oh my God, I need you to stop.
And Jesse Williams, like, stuff, little, like, storyline plot thing has gotten weird. Now the hospital has been sold to, like, them Catherine Avery, who Debbie Allen's character is, like, company and stuff like that. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I might take a break on that.
I wholeheartedly support you taking a break from that show. Actually, I think you should just like completely opt out.
I might just have to be like, okay, this is stupid, and then like kind of come back to it later. I do need to get back to How to Get Away with Murder, though.
Yes,
because I'm still on season one. I'm on episode 7 because I kind of stopped watching because like Grey's is getting good and now it's like bad, so I got to get back to
How to Get Away with Murder is so good.
I got to get back to that because I got to get to like that one clip that made me want to watch the show.
That'd be the fun thing. Like, we see a clip that you like, and you try to get, like, how the hell did they get there?
Well, the funny thing is, like, some of the moments and stuff that I'm, like, looking at, especially, like, the one gift that, of Annalise that everybody used of her, like, leaving.
Oh, yeah.
And it was such a, like, a do-nothing, like, thing in the show. I was like, this wasn't really shit. But everybody uses that gift so much.
Yes.
And it's always wild. So... So yeah, so I gotta continue watching How to Get Away with Murder. I'm still kind of watching anime. I was kind of keeping up with Fire Force again a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I stopped a little bit because the fan service was like weird and out of place for it.
Oh yeah, I keep hearing about that when it comes to that show.
It kind of died down a bit in season two, but it's still like apparent in some areas, so mm-hmm. that was weird. I've been watching Solo Leveling, and that has been really...
I've heard that that show's like the truth right now. Like, that's like the new hotness right
now.
Oh,
if you look...
I might have to watch it. I've heard lots of good things.
I swear to God, I didn't think anything of it, and I watched it with one of my partners, and she was like, babe, you gotta see it. Because she showed me like an episode like in the middle of it and everything, where... It was like around like episode 6, episode 7. She's like, this is going to make you like watch it. And I was like, what's the premise of this damn show? And so like basically it just starts out with like this guy, like for some reason, these weird like kind of portals and stuff that like that are like in other worlds and everything like that. You fight goblins and monsters and stuff in them, and you kind of like level up, you get magic. Like, humans have magic and stuff now. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. And so like this one like weak dude, he's like the weakest like hunter, that's what they're calling him, like ever. He has like no magic abilities whatsoever. Oh. And then he goes on like a raid or whatever with like all these other people, and then they get murked by this like really weird like messed up dungeon. And he basically like kind of just like dies, but he gets like this weird like power because of the dungeon, because he figures everything out. And then he just kind of like consistently like improves his station. Like he gets taller, he gets stronger, like all this stuff happens, and it happens in the most epic way. You just kind of keep rooting for him because like he keeps doing like cool shit. It has been really, really good.
Is there a dub? I've heard there's a dub coming, or somebody I know.
I think there's a dub. I've been watching it sub, so it didn't really matter to me.
I'm gonna probably watch it dub. That's how I usually watch shows. I'm not like super invested. Like, okay, I gotta watch mm-hmm. the dub because I'm like, I don't have to read and like pay attention to if I'm like not into it.
I think Alex Lee is also doing the dub for like the main character.
That's what I saw. Cause I saw him talking about something, some part of the show. They need him to like really, I guess, act.
Oh yeah. So the last episode and everything, like there was like this one, there's this one line where like the hero, like the main character says, arise and stuff yes. like that. And people were like talking about that. And it was just like, y'all need to chill.
They were literally harassing him about that one line.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. But I will say watch Solo Leveling. I'm trying to see what else I have seen lately. I did watch, well, we did watch Godzilla X Kong.
We sure did. That movie was so fun.
That's what more like more of those like epic kind of like movies and more stuff needs in general and everything in cinema. Like, we need more fun in movies, and I think that's a lot of things that like Marvel.
It wasn't like bad. It was like really good, like a good fun movie where it's like it took itself seriously when it needed to, but not too much where it's like, okay, this is absurd. It was like right. It was a good sweet spot for all that stuff.
And like, yeah, it wasn't bad and everything. Like, the story was stupid.
It was a little silly.
But also, I didn't care about it because it was just monsters fighting most of the time.
I mean, it was kaiju fighting. Like, we
yeah, it was kaiju fighting. There was monkey slavery.
That threw me off. That we turned to Planet of the Apes so fast.
It really did.
I was not ready for it. I'm like, what movie am I watching now?
Planet of the Apes featured Ice Dragon.
Right?
I was like, alright.
They was having a good time when they were just like, you know, let's just put an ice dragon in this movie. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Like, you know, there's an evil monkey.
And that he got dude monkey. Was on bullshit the whole
He's
movie.
Like, man, I got the crystal and a whip. You're a stupid gorilla. Do be in line with all the other stupid gorillas and do monkey. Look, join the monkey slaves because you clearly
monkey
came.
Monkey slavery was not on my bingo card for that movie.
That was wild, man. Man, shout out to Frieza. He would have loved that.
There was nothing in the trailers that were preparing for any of that.
Yeah. It was a good time.
It was. I enjoyed it.
Let's see. I went to see Love Lies Bleeding. It was A24 real.
I was like thinking like, wait, but that's like the A24 movie I've heard of.
Yep.
Yep.
So, you know, Kristen Stewart and everything, playing like a power lesbian. But
her
I mean,
favorites she, were playing.
But she wasn't the power lesbian. Like her co-star Katie O'Brien, that was the power lesbian. Power and man, was she powerful.
I hate it.
Look, she took steroids. She beat the hell out of Dave Franco. It was an interesting movie. It was like, you know, it was like crime thriller, but like with A24, like, you know, weirdness in it.
Ah, yes.
Because
art house foolishness.
Yeah, basically, like it starts off really serious, and then the art house kicks in, and it's just like, oh, okay.
Like, what is this?
Right. That's basically what happened. Like, it ended pretty good, but like, it was just weird.
I love the fact that when you say A24, you actually know exactly what you're getting. Like, you know, you're gonna get some weird shit. Like, you are not gonna walk out of A24 and be like, you know what? That was just no. You're getting some weird, crazy, off the wall. Crazy shit.
Well, the funny thing is like, I don't think A24 like kind of started off like that.
I don't think they did either. I think it kind of like happened like a few 5 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, well, because, you know, let's see, because if I think about other A24 movies, let's see, because I'm pretty sure Hereditary is part of that, and that movie was messed up, and then, like, you know, there's Midsommar, which is definitely A24.
Ain't that dude that you be talking about so much?
Ari Aster.
Y'all be having such discourse about that man.
That, okay, wait, you've heard of Strange Thing About the Johnsons, right?
I've heard of it.
That was him.
Oh.
So yes, I do have discourse about that.
Y'all be having like dissertations and stuff.
Okay.
I'll be just sitting there just looking like, man, this Batman was really got y'all a tizzy.
Okay, look, so first of all, I would say out of the four films that I've seen of his, which is, you know, Strange Things About the Johnsons, that's an absolute chop. Never want to talk about that movie again. So terrible.
Not a chop.
Hereditary, like 10 out of 10 and everything. Probably one of the best horror movies I've ever seen in my entire life. Midsommar was a good, like, 7 out of 10. Like, it wasn't scary, didn't do anything. It was just a really interesting film. Bo is Afraid was probably the biggest, like, time suck of my life. I really want those 3 hours that I like, spent watching that movie back. One, I was in a theater where, like, all these white people were around me, and they couldn't fucking sit anywhere else, so I was upset.
You have very visceral feelings about this.
Bo is Afraid was a terrible movie. And it was like, everybody's like, oh, well, you just don't get it. I was like, look, there's not that much I need to get about, like, generational trauma, you know, implied incest, you know, daddy issues, mommy issues.
They did bodies too.
What? Oh, wait.
A24 produced that.
Huh. Did they produce Hereditary?
Let me see. When did that come out?
Hereditary came out in like 2018, I think.
Okay, let me go back because I'm in the 2020s right now. Let's see. Dun, dun, dun. Lock. Wait, I'm back too far.
Maybe they didn't do it.
No, I'm in 2015 right now. I'm not there yet. All these movies I remember, but I never watched some of these back in the 2010s. They produced Moonlight. Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, they did do Moonlight, huh? That was before everything got weird and they became like a horror house.
Not horror house. I mean, you're not wrong.
Look, damn near every notable horror movie and everything that I can think of in like recently has almost always.
Hereditary is right there.
Damn it, I knew it. They did that. Because I knew they did Midsommar and everything. I didn't. Of course they did Hereditary. Because why wouldn't they?
That is a A24 exclusive.
Yep, and
Midsommar's right there.
What?
Midsommar's right there.
Yeah, I know. I remember. I was seated for Midsommar. I was like, we back in it, boys. and it was good. It just wasn't like it just wasn't fantastic. And then I was like, well, Bo is Afraid is gonna be good. That shit was ass.
A24 just makes some weird ass movies.
They do. Like they got a bunch of weird movies. Like Love Lies Bleeding, Problemista is another weird one because I mean Tilda Swinton's in it, so like you know
of it's course if Tilda Swinton's in it, it's gonna be a little weird, a little different.
Other than that, I think that might just be it for like everything that I've like watched. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, I guess we can go into our stories then.
Yep. I'll say, what is first on the docket?
We can talk about the unfortunate passing of
Chance Perdomo.
That was sad.
That was literally out of nowhere.
It was.
I think I was at work when I like saw that news.
I was at home on Twitter and I saw people was like tweeting. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to see. It was either Phil Lewis or Discussing Film. One of those two accounts and everything like kind of broke the news. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He was such a good actor. Like,
very great talent.
He's only been in a few things, like most notably like Gen V and the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. But he was definitely a powerhouse.
And, I mean, he's a fan favorite, like in Sabrina.
Yeah, and he was a fan favorite in Gen V too. Yeah, that like, too. Like, you know, it's definitely, this is one that was has definitely been felt for like a lot of people, especially like a lot of his like fans.
Yes.
And like I know the production of Gen V has been kind of held off indefinitely.
Yeah, because some hiatus, because they're gonna figure out what they're gonna do next, which I think is really respectful because he's a big part of the show. So it's like, what are y'all gonna do? And I'm glad they're like taking time. Like, you know what, we're gonna reassess and do something later.
Yeah. Well, like filming was supposed to begin this month, I think, too. So
yeah.
It's definitely unfortunate, especially it really is. Yeah, like it was a motorcycle accident, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, condolences to Chance Perjomo's like family, and like all the people that he like work with. Because from what I heard, he was absolutely like delight to be kind of,
yes,
like,
yes. Everybody had nothing but good things to say about him.
Yeah. I'm kind of torn up about this. Like I was really like really enjoyed Gen V and everything.
Really enjoyed that, and I was like, oh, that's a dude from Sabrina. I was like, yeah, it made me want to watch him more. Like, okay, he's here. I'm like,
yeah, and you know, like really really good on the show.
Yes,
probably like easily one of my like favorite characters on the show.
Oh, easily, for sure.
Yeah, this is gonna be a tough one.
Yeah, that was definitely a real like, oh, this is a sad moment.
Yeah. Yeah, everything else is just gonna be like, just kind of like, we'll just have to wait and see like what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, rest in power, Chance Perjomo. All
right. Let's switch gears.
Okay.
Where do you want to go? You talk about movies. You want to talk about music. You want to talk about like some pop culture stuff. Where you want to go?
Let's see. Because we could definitely like flip flop some of these. Okay. this is tricky. You know what, I'm gonna get this out of the way now because I'm tired of talking about this man. Let's talk about Diddy.
Yes.
Everybody's favorite, you know, everybody's favorite, like, you know, homosexual predator. For some reason, because one, it's already weird that people are like kind of focusing on that stuff.
They are hyper focused on it. Like, they are so like, good.
Oh man, he's touching on all these men and everything. And it's just like, what about like the people we had killed? What about like, you know, all the abuse and everything that he's done? Like,
yes. Nope. The sex trafficking? What about that?
Was he sex trafficking guys? Because that's important. Wow, or, but not really.
He's sex trafficking both genders, I believe.
Oh, well, was he sexing the men though?
Yeah.
That's bad. That's terrible. He's got to be stopped for he sexes other men.
But it's okay to like abuse women. That's fine.
Yeah, they're like, of course,
they wanted it.
Yeah,
obviously, like Cassie, she just wanted it.
Diddy, wait, his houses get raided?
Yes, both on both coasts. I think his house in Miami and the one in L.A. both got raided.
That's funny as hell.
And he wasn't even there. His kids were in both houses.
Oh,
he
that's
left
wild.
The country. I think he's in like somewhere in the Caribbean right now.
That's diabolical.
It is.
to let you to be like, hey y'all, hold it down, take that.
I don't think he even told them what was happening, probably. I think he just left and they were like blindsided. But even if he did tell them, like, that's still terrible of a father. Let your kids take the rap for you. When you're the one
bad
doing
boys
the,
for life.
Yikes. He did say that. He did indeed say bad boys for life.
Look, like Homeland Security, like, this is wild. Like, what did you do?
Sex trafficking.
Oh, well, yeah, that's literally that.
Yes, he is dollar, but he is a true villain. Like, not even, like, hyperbole. Like, he is an awful human.
Yeah, and then, like, black, of course, because black people had to be weird about it.
Yes.
Oh, you just said they're taking another black man down.
No.
Like, you know, it's all, why I gotta be Diddy? Why can't we focus on Dan Schneider? And
God, don't even start on that shit.
Oh, yeah, we could talk about that.
We can definitely talk about that. So I forgot about that for a second.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta read about Dan Schneider. Why are we focusing on Diddy? And it's just like, okay.
Diddy and him are both complicit in the abuse and things they've done to people.
Right. They've exploited people. They violated people and everything. Diddy has literally had people killed, like, and literally, like, made threats upon people's
yes.
lives.
Yes.
And, you know, like, he damn near killed Cassie. So, like, what the hell are we talking about?
Like, he's done some heinous shit. That docket with all the stuff he's done to her, like, that shit was, like, 30 pages, I think.
Yeah, and that's just the stuff he did to Cassie.
Yes, let's not even talk about the other people he may have did stuff to that hasn't come forward yet.
And then all the other people that's, like, you know, evolved in his fuckery.
The bad boy fucking spear, pretty much.
Yeah, like Meek Mills, Stevie J.
Yeah, that's crazy. But doesn't surprise me about Stevie J, though, for some reason.
Yeah.
Something doesn't. It's like, I feel like a lot of men are a little bisexual.
Whoa.
I feel like a lot of them are.
That's dangerous, Michael.
I know it's dangerous, but it's true.
Is it?
If society allow people to freely be who they are, more people will feel accepting of themselves and will openly be a little bit more bisexual, at the least.
Yeah, you're kind of right.
But unfortunately, we live in that world. We live in a world where people see queer people as a problem. They see queer anything as a problem. So
yeah, and if you're even a little bit attracted to men and everything, you're gay. You're gay.
Exactly.
You can sit there and have like 90. Your sexual history could be 99% coochie and then 1% like penis, and then all of a sudden it's just like
it's the one drug. Slipped up.
Right?
Don't
Obama had a penis once. It's the one drug.
Don't invoke that little girl. Oh God. She ruined Black History Month.
She did ruin Black
History. She really ruined it. Oh my God. The biracials really just messed up everything.
Damn, not common biracial ill.
Yes. She felt so emboldened to write that. Okay, you know what? That's off topic.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Diddy is terrible. I'm kind of glad I hope he gets caught soon.
He has to get caught. They say he can still charge him even if he goes outside the country.
That's funny.
So they said, you leave the country, ain't going to even help you. And then 50 Cent said on Instagram, they would not come for you if they didn't have probable cause, the actual evidence to put you away.
Yeah, he all people
and
would
he
know.
Would know.
But also, like, you know, it's just like 50, it's cool that you're saying this, but like, you got some stuff on you too.
I mean, that's true.
So like, you know, it's just like, it's like, you know, like the one dude in the friend circle and everything who's laughing at people getting roasted, and it's just like, I know you ain't talking.
Right?
And it's just like, but what about you though? With like, what are we talking about? What about you? What about your stuff? And probably 50's like, man, this ain't about me.
Exactly, of course. He would definitely say that immediately. I'm glad that Diddy's finally getting like turned to like getting what he deserved, because he's been doing stuff for like decades. Like, it just out here reckless too. Reckless abandonment. Doing whatever the fuck he wants. Ruining people's lives. Taking money from people. Like, we already knew he was a shady businessman the way he did all his artists on his label.
Yep.
Like, everybody got did wrong. Mm-hmm. From Mace to the Lox to all his little the band. Mm-hmm. Who else? Day 26, Danny Kane. Donnie Klang, Cherry Dennis, Loon.
Oh yeah.
Like, I used to be a huge fan of like the whole bad boy thing when I was younger, so I was like, I knew everybody. But I know all of them have stories. Every single one of them have stories about him.
I mean, hell, probably some stuff with Biggie
sure some stuff with Biggie. He didn't even give them the rights to his music. The actual family of Biggie Smalls did not have rights to the man's music.
Damn, take that.
Wow. One of the other things about the story that's getting like a little like dicey is that if he does get convicted, mm-hmm. other people that were involved might go down with him.
That's good.
And it might be people we like.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Like the Carters.
All right, well. Sorry, Beyonce.
Like, there are a lot of people that are involved with this. So if he goes down, I'm sure he's not going to go down alone.
Oh, well, you know what? So, look, I hope y'all like Cowboy Carter.
I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Them album sales ain't going to save her.
But, yeah, if he, like, completely, like, just let the chopper sing and just, like, rat everybody out who's ever been involved with his foolishness and shenanigans and happenings, it could be really bad for a lot of people.
Oh, well.
So.
Look, bring them out. Speaking of bringing people out, let's talk about everybody's favorite coon, Candace Owens.
Oh my god,
man.
Was not my bingo card for this year for her to get canceled.
The downfall of Candace Owens has been
the downfall. What do you mean? She's been up by the black community.
What?
Black people are embracing her. She's on a Breakfast Club.
Okay, first of all, them are like some of the most deplorable people ever.
That is true. They just added, what's her name? Jess Hilarious.
And
she fits right in with that bunch. Like, just right in.
Like,
she is deplorable and horrible, too. So it's like, she fits right in with the show.
Yeah. With that grifter DJ Envy and Charlamagne, the world's blackest idiot. And then Jess Hilarious, who ain't hilarious.
She really not. Oh, God.
And whatever, like, the other... What's her name?
She left the show.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she got her own show. That's why Jess is there.
That's stupid. How you gonna have one dumb person on the show and then put somebody on that's worse?
Yeah, that's how it works.
That's terrible.
Angela Yee with the Rural Report is now doing her own thing.
That's stupid. Any Hoosier.
But yeah, Miss Candace Owens got completely ratioed out of the good graces of the right wing media.
Yeah, I think she was on like Ben Shapiro's like platform.
Yeah, she was on his platform.
And it's so weird. Black people were like, oh, well, you know, like she's still black at the end of the day. We should be accepted. And it's just like Candace Owens at every turn has kind of like, you know, stepped and like said heinous things about the black community.
Yes,
for years
she went on her way with stuff.
Yeah, like went out her way and everything to say like stupid things, and now because like, you know, the white people don't love her anymore and everything, I'm supposed to sit there walking her back into
the phone. Nothing.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I don't care. Like, boo fucking who, Candace Owens. Sorry, I don't care about anything that you have to say. You can rock.
She really can, because she said some terrible things and sat 10 toes down on it, too.
Yeah.
And then double, triple down on it.
Yeah, so, like, no, I'm not something for forgiving you for, like, all the heinous things you said about black people. No.
Nope, I'm not either. Not the trans stuff, none of that stuff.
Yeah, not the trans stuff. I don't, like, and even, like, some of the decent takes she's had and everything, because, of course, like, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day.
And
but
that's why she got canceled, because she said something about Palestine.
That was... Of course, it had to be that. Like, yep. Girl, what?
She's been actively voicing that she is supporting Palestine, and they was like, "Nah, girl, get off of here with that."
What? You're not supporting the white agenda,
right?
Girl, leave.
And they told her to get on, and now she's doing her little two step to the black community.
She's like, "Hey, black people.
Hey, big head.
you know, black people." And it, like, girl, no, I'm not with it. Speaking of people trying to, like, you know, speaking of people getting canceled by white people,
uh-oh,
everyone's favorite internet weird girl, the light skinned menace herself.
Oh God,
of Agoura Hills.
That's actually a good song.
It is a good song, I hate it.
I hate that so good.
Look, there are things that I absolutely like, kind of like dig and admire about Doja Cat and adore, and like, you know, she's like the perfect weird girl. She's like the manic pixie dream girl and everything like that.
Oh God.
But she's also stupid.
She is. She's very stupid.
And this thing has kind of been funny. Like the whole thing about her hair and like, you know, people like kind of making comments on it has been kind of funny to see. Where it's just like, oh, people are making comments about my hair, saying it looks like sheep's wool, or like, what else did she say?
She said popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn and stuff like that. Like it's, you know, that's just, it's 4C hair. That's the way my hair grows.
I was like, girl, first of all, Miss Mixed Girl, you are not no 4C nothing. Let's start there.
Yeah, I was like, is it though?
Is it 4C? Do you know what 4C looks like?
Yeah.
That's not what that is.
And two... Oh, did you really expect the white people of all people to be on board with that? Like, did you expect them not to say things about it? After you didn't pump, I mean, like, put them on the pedestals and everything, you didn't date all the white people, you've worn Nazis on your shirt.
That was crazy.
You said your album was just a cash grab for, like, idiots who listen to your music. After all that, you really expected like black people to just be like, yeah, we're gonna sit there and be okay with this? Like, no. What are you talking about? And also, like, you expect white people to sit there and have DC about black people?
About black people hair?
Yeah. What?
Huh?
Sorry, like,
What's not clicking, girl?
like, sorry, Doja Cat and everything. You shat in that litter box and everything. So, and unfortunately, nobody else is going to be around to clean that up.
She should have stopped a long time ago with this, like, trying to bait and switch people. Like, you can't have it both ways, okay? You can't be a mixed girl and also try to, like, keep your blackness and also be in a white person's game. You have to pick sides.
Well, not, I mean, yeah, there's all that. And it's just like, okay, like, the trolling stuff is cute for white people because you know, they love doing that. But it's also just like, okay, cool. So you've done the trolling and everything like that. And what do white people do with everything that they take or, like, they absorb? They get bored of it.
Yes, they literally do get bored with stuff. They throw it away.
And it's probably, like, time where people are just like, okay, mixed girl and everything, we're done with the trolling, do a new trick.
Do a new trick.
entertain us. And it's just
do,
like,
a flip.
Right, do a flip. Do something. Go in another racial chat room and show some feet or something like that. Like, you know, it's just like, I don't, and it's like, I kind of feel for her, but I'm also like, you kind of made
I don't feel nothing for that girl. She'll be fine regardless of whatever happens to her. Yeah, she is a biracial, very light-skinned girl who's also has money, too, I add.
Yeah, that is
her
true.
Money will definitely insulate her a lot more than the average person when it comes to like this.
She just needs to do a song with Megan Thee Stallion.
I don't want that. I don't want that for Megan's brand. I don't want that for her.
It don't matter.
I don't want that for my girl's brand.
Oh, well.
I don't want that
for
my
girl. Oh, no, wait. You know what? She needs to do a song with Nicki. There we go. That'll fix it.
She was supposed to. They had a whole beef about that.
Oh, well, I mean, it don't matter now.
I mean, there are other mixed race girls that do rap music that she could do a song with. So,
well, I mean, that is true.
Like, do a song with, like, Ice Spice. That'd
oh, but, cute. I mean, wait, no, that's going to drive Nicki even more crazy than everything. Did you not see that picture?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that, you know what? Here's a fun little side and everything like that. I mean, the meltdown of Nicki fans is going to be imminent.
Yeah.
Because it's only going to be a matter of time. Nicki Minaj is going to do, is going to be on Instagram for a week straight.
Not a week straight.
Look, you thought that Megan thing was bad? Like, man.
Oh, that was so funny. Oh, I would never forget over that. She was so bad. One line.
That wasn't even about her.
Oh, that was gold. That's rap right there. Along with Kendrick Lamar throwing shots at Drake and the other one. What's his face?
J. Cole,
yes. The other light skinned, yes. That was funny.
That was
funny. And no big three, it's just me. I was like, yes. Talk your shit, Kendrick.
That was a good. I actually listened to that song today. It actually wasn't terrible.
Yeah, that was a good jab though. I'm like, oof. I felt that one. I don't even rap.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. You know what? We bringing real hip hop back? Alright. Man, that Ice Spice and Cardi B photo. I know Nicki was sick.
She probably threw her phone. Because she chronically online. I don't care what nobody say. Nicki Minaj online all the time on her burner account.
Right?
I think a lot of celebrities have burner accounts.
They do.
I know they do.
I know the bars was tore up. They were like, oh my God.
Did she just do that song Barbie last year?
She did. It's a wrap.
Not you switching sides that quick, girl.
How dare you, Ice Spice?
How dare you did this whole Barbie song last year with her?
That don't matter. It don't matter.
I love that fucking song. I don't know why. It's something about that song I love.
Because you're a Barb.
I'm not a Barb. Yeah. I was a Barb, I will admit. When she was doing the pop music and all the dance all shit, I was all over that shit.
I bet.
I was all over that shit.
The Barb still lives within you. She
made no good album in a while, though. So it's like,
whoa. What are you talking about? Bigfoot just...
You mean Big Flop?
Oof. Don't tell the Barb.
Her new album is actually pretty decent, but her as a person...
But the thing is with Nicki is just like her
personality shit.
Well, her personality shit and everything, but also like she hasn't really done anything different musically.
She really hasn't.
It's like, you know, a lot of her stuff is like just samples of things that are like, you know, good, but it's also the same stuff she's kind of been doing for the last, you know, six or seven years or so. it's really nothing like it's really nothing different than like the beginning of her career. So it's just like, okay, that's cool.
I want
cool.
some more dance music. Let's get some more EDM battle. Let's do that again. That was fun. Look, let's get some Pounded Alarm and fucking Starships back. You know, she hates that song.
Oh, that's her fault.
She hates that song so much.
You know, let's unthaw Azealia Banks and come back out.
She is still on thaw. She's out there talking about Beyonce.
She got that one. I'm gonna let the Azealia fans and the Beyonce fans fight about that.
Yeah, they definitely. I mean, I will say one thing that a lot of people have always noticed, that her critiques, while crazy, do be having some. There's some truth in
some
there.
Substance in there.
There's some substance there. It's just, I wish she wasn't transphobic and anti-black. If she was just not that, she would be. I would be so much able to root for her. But she's fatphobic and she's transphobic. I can't.
Yeah.
Like, those are two things. I can't go against that. Because that's, like, things I really hold true to myself when it comes to, like, politics. And her to be that way just makes me not even want to, like, support her.
That's fair.
I mean, reading her tweets is funny. But I'm not going to sit here and, like, support her.
That's fair.
Oh, God. Poor Doja.
Poor Doja. Poor.
Isn't that the plight of the mulatto thing? Isn't that trope?
No.
Isn't that, I mean, she's, is she not?
Don't invoke it.
I'm not invoking that. That's like on TikTok where it belongs. If you know, you know. Speaking of which, let's talk about J-Lo.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, this is probably more of a my thing because.
Yeah. Hey, look, I was going to say, I haven't gave a damn about J-Lo since enough.
Okay, so here's the rundown. Of what the J-Lo discourse has been recently.
Okay.
She came out with a movie that nobody wanted on Amazon.
Oh, what? That This Is Me nonsense?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, girl, what is this about?
And it was, everybody said it was terrible.
I bet. It's J-Lo.
And then did a documentary of making it. And it just showed just how delusional she is. Because she's like trying to get all these celebrities to try to like be in the movie. They all saying no pretty much to her. And she's like, I don't care. I want this person in my movie. And then Ben Affleck is like, beside her, telling like, this is not a good idea. You shouldn't do it. Like, I'm gonna do it anyway. Like, she's just being so gung-ho about this. It's so bad.
Yeah, because I remember seeing this one interview and everything where she tried to get Jennifer Lewis and everything in it.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Lewis was like, doing classical Jennifer Lewis stuff, because, of course, like, she can do no wrong.
Basically.
And, it, like, you know, she's talking about, like, who the hell is J-Lo? And I was like, you know, it's being my movie. I was like, you know what? That's right, Jennifer.
It's the movie is, I haven't watched the movie, so I'm not gonna subject myself to that. The documentary, from what I saw, is funny because it's like, it's pretty much showing just how delusional J-Lo is about her level of talent and also her level of like being able to write something. Because like, and, it's baffling almost. Yeah,
and there wasn't there also like something about her like still talking about being Jenny from the Block?
Oh, yeah, so that's another thing. New York is not fucking with J-Lo at all. I have seen countless TikTok people talking about how, for one, she's not really from the block. Because she's like, what block, Jennifer? Which block are you from? Two, she did this one. She did this Vogue magazine thing where you like, ask her like a whole bunch of questions. They asked her what her bodega order was. Oh, my God. She said a ham and cheese on a roll, a small bag of chips, and an orange drink. And girl, everybody's like, what orange drink, Jennifer?
Girl, what? What kind of basic?
Ooh. And I have been dying. All my favorite.
Why do I feel like before she got asked that question, she did like a little Google thing. Like, what do people get at bodega?
What do bodega eating people get?
Like, man, what do the poor eat at bodega?
That's the thing. People from New York don't fuck with her. Because she doesn't, like, actually come back to the neighborhood. She doesn't, like, give back. No one knows her when she goes back to the Bronx, quote-unquote. Like, she's making this, like, her whole personality of being from the Bronx and being from the hood and all this stuff. But no, damn well, that's not who she really is.
Like, girl, what hood are you from?
Exactly. Like, what block?
Yeah, what block do you live on? What block did you live on? what stores did you go to? What did you really get at the damn bodega, girl?
That order was hilarious.
Ham and cheese on a roll, a small bag of chips. You didn't even say the chips.
She did not, and an orange drink. And she said, if you know, you know. What do I know, J-Lo?
Orange drink. Girl, what?
What orange drink? That could be anything. So that's been part of it.
Right, like, girl, did you get an Orange Crush? Like,
yes, did you get, like, an Arizona? Did you get, like, a Sunkiss?
Right, did you get one of them generic juices and everything? Right? That that's probably what it was. She just didn't know the name of it. It's just like, okay, girl, that's cool.
Get an orange drink, if you know.
Orange drink.
Yes,
she ain't, said. Ain't never heard that in the hood, ever.
Never. So that's been part of the discourse. Also, people are going, digging up the stuff about her singing history, about the songs that she claimed she wrote when she actually didn't. Also the ones about the, like, the whole thing about her voice being, like, messed up with somebody else's voice, and then she kind of passed off as her own. Outside just the Ashanti thing, I was actually watching a couple of TikToks from this one person she worked with, Natasha Ramos.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
And she was letting the chopper see, because, like, I did not know that most of the song is not even J-Lo's voice on most of the stuff from that album that I love. So Jenny from the Block and a couple of the songs from the album have mostly Natasha Ramos' reference track is still on the finished version of the song.
Oof.
And J-Lo's vocals are so low, you can't even hear them anymore. I'm like, that's fucked.
That's funny.
So that's the part of the J-Lo cons. And then also people are just like, just bringing up all type of stuff of just how horrible she is as a person, how she treats, like, the staff. This is one clip of her with her assistant. Her assistant walked up to her and she spit her gum out in her assistant's hand before doing a take for, like, I think some type of commercial or something. I'm like, that's dehumanizing. Like,
it's just, know what? I'm here for the downfall of Jennifer
Lopez.
Are
dragging J-Lo all. They call her Ursula. That's making me laugh the most. I die. I'm like, oh, they're getting real creative now. Come on, Ursula.
Damn, not Ursula. That's funny as hell.
And then just like her album came out, nobody cared about either.
Yeah, because it's J-Lo. Like, girl, you ain't done nothing relevant. Like, look, I think there's only like one J-Lo song I really, really enjoy, and that's Get Right. Other than that, like.
Oh, the song that she also really didn't sing on, and she also stole from Usher.
Wait, who's singing on Get Right then?
What is her name? She was on the Terrell Wright show singing. I can't think of her name. She was a black woman that was singing mostly on that.
Oh, Lord.
And every song that I love by J-Lo is sung by somebody else, mostly. Like, my favorite album by J-Lo is This Is Me Then, and I'm now knowing that Natasha Ramos is pretty much the reason I love that album so much. It's so sad. Ugh.
That's funny as hell. Damn, sorry, J-Lo, you suck.
Like, they are dragging. They bring up, oh, this is one article that came out in 99 of her, like, giving her opinion about different actresses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, she had a lot to say about everybody. She said people aren't talented, they ain't got nothing. She said that Selma Hayek in 99 was just a hot girl, and that was it.
Oh, okay, J-Lo.
I'm like, are we being for real here?
Like, who are you, Miss Fly Girl?
Right? Like, let's be for real.
God, everything about J-Lo is a lie.
Like, come on. She
she can't sing. She could barely act.
She's a decent dancer. She's a fly girl.
Yeah, but she ain't got no... I think one of the criminal lies about, like, J-Lo and everything, especially, like, during the 90s, was how big her ass is.
Oh, my God. That was awful. Her booty is just a little bit bigger than most black women's booty. Not even bigger. It's bigger than most white women's booty. That's what it was. By white people's standards, her ass is huge. By black people's standards, it's just okay. It's just fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
where
just average.
I don't know where those rumors started.
It was white people in the media.
Okay. They're
it was all white people that did. They hyped up her butt so much in the 90s and in 2000s too.
They did.
It wasn't until Kim Kardashian came along with that BBL and she lost it.
Damn.
The BBL.
Nobody can defeat the BBL.
The BBL queen herself came and took her crown from her.
I'm tired of J-Lo. Let's see. We can talk about Amanda Seales because I'm just now finding out about like this. Like, I knew people had an issue with Amanda Seales, but...
Yeah.
So, what's going on? Because I feel like you know a little bit more about this than I do.
Because I actually follow Amanda Seales on Instagram, so I'm always, like, listening to what stuff she says.
Mm-hmm.
So, she made a post, and she made a little video. Basically, what she did was thanking her fans for pretty much, you know, supporting her, despite the fact that black media and black Hollywood does not support her.
Because
she said she does not get invited to events like Black Girls Rock or Essence, all these other places. She doesn't get invited to any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact she being on Insecure, being a regular, and also she's done prior to that. It's like she's never been really invited to these places. People say, you know what? Thank you, fans, for, you know, still having my back and, you know, making me feel like I still am worthy and valuable. That got taken. Of course, it went to social media. Mm-hmm. This is just her personal thoughts on her personal Instagram. Right. And they made all these things. People like, oh, well, she's no victim. This is why she's not invited, because she's unlikable. So now the discourse has been now, oh, likability. If she's not likable, she can't be invited. I'm like,
okay. So that stuff I remember seeing, because there was like this one person I'm following like Twitter and on TikTok and everything. I never really know like her actual name, but she, like, you know, she was saying like, you know, like likability and it was something about like, you know, likability and like something else, like I think like being like a decent person to work with like are two different things.
Yes, they are.
And it was just like, if you don't like a person, that's fine and everything. That doesn't necessarily make them terrible. You just don't like them.
Yep.
And I was like, that is fair and everything. You can not like a person and everything, and that's okay. But like, don't like go around making up lies and stuff about like how like they're like inherently awful. And it's just like, you just don't like them. And, you know, that's a different thing. And also like, keep harboring on the fact that you don't like these people, and from this situation, feels like people just don't like Amanda Seales.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, that's cool. Why are you still talking about her if you don't like her?
Because they have to get their frustrations out. I think part is also because the stuff happened on Insecure behind the scenes. Remember, she's the one that nobody talked to, apparently, and she's the one everybody hates on Insecure, because like Issa doesn't talk to her and stuff like that. Like, the whole cast pretty much ostracized her. They say, oh, well, it must be a reason why Issa don't like you. Well, like, maybe they just don't mesh well together, like, as friends, but they're probably still good. I mean, they're still good enough to make the show what it was, though.
Right. I was going to say, like, even up until that last season and everything, like, you know, her character Tiffany was still there. So, like, that made a lot of sense. Granted, that's weird though. Like,
so, and also, and part of this is like a whole bunch of couple of cases came out and it's pretty much trying to like justify why they don't like fuck with her, as mm-hmm. she says. So there was one particular one I read from the Griot. It was an op-ed by this one lady that's a writer on there, and she was like saying, okay, we don't like Amanda Seales because of these particular things she's done back in the past. One thing that, okay, justifiable, she made tweets back in the day about saying stuff like, oh, well, if you buy Jordan and not have a passport, you're losing.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes, that is classist. I get it. Mm-hmm. But are we really going to hold her to a standard that we don't hold other people who say the exact same bullshit and still get invited to all this shit?
Yeah, that,
like,
is.
Come on. LLC Twitter lives on that shit.
They do. They do be saying that a lot.
Like,
oh,
all they ever say, oh, you don't got an LLC? Oh, you lose it. You don't got a passport?
Yeah, you don't got a passport. You don't have a 401k. You don't have, like, you know, you don't have property.
Stocks?
Yeah, you don't have capital. You don't have property. You don't have, like, yada, yada, yada. And it's just like, okay, that's fine. There was also a thing that I heard where she, like, defended Sean King.
Yes.
Of all people, from, like, Tamir Rice's, like, mom. And I was like,
yes.
That's bad. Yes. That's a legit reason to not like
that
her.
That is a legit reason. But I don't think that reason is enough for them to ostracize her to what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Because even though that is a legitimate reason, they still invite people like Diddy to all this shit.
Yeah.
They still invite all these other people. They still have all these predators and abusers to all these events. So likability can't be the factor in this, because you're telling me if likability is the factor, that means you care more about someone's personality over what they actually do.
Yeah.
And that's terrible, because these people are also awful people some of the times.
Yeah.
Not because he's a woman too. That's also in
the that
misogyny
is probably,
portion.
Yeah, misogynoir is definitely very apparent, especially in the black community.
Yes.
So I feel like it's a lot of that. And it's just like, okay, cool. You don't like her personality, fine. Great. Fantastic, whatever. But like, you know, like, be realistic and be honest about, like, you know, about why you're doing things. Like, we get it, it's favoritism. Like, you could admit that, and it's okay to sit there and admit it.
Right? Like, Essence came out and said, oh, we're so sorry, we can try to do better, blah, blah, blah. Like, y'all just trying to put him a brave face because she called y'all out. That's it. Like, y'all don't give a fuck, really.
They don't.
And it's okay if you don't. Just stand 10 toes down. Don't just be... The people I don't like are people saying... The people who are so like, oh, well, you're not likable. You're not going to get invited to these places and stuff.
And, like, since when has being likable ever been, like, a thing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it feels about people being likable and everything, like a good 75% of like Black Hollywood wouldn't be invited to the places that they are.
Yep.
What are we talking about?
Like, this likability thing is just really loaded, honestly. It's not a thing. It's like a scapegoat to justify being shitty to a person.
Yeah, like, oh, I don't like you, so that, and like, okay, cool. That doesn't mean you, like, just because you don't like me doesn't mean you get to, like, disrespect me. Just because you don't like me doesn't mean, like, you have to treat me less than and stuff like that.
Or malign me or try to malign my character.
Right. Or, like, you know, sabotage me anyway. Like, I get it. You don't like me. You could just not like me. And that's fine. You don't have to sit there and do anything that's detrimental to my being.
Exactly. What's weird is that they're championing Candace Owens while vilifying Amanda Seals.
That's weird. That's
such a weird timeline we're in right now for that to even be a thing.
Right.
Like, Candace Owens did all this bullshit for years.
4 years.
And now it's like, oh, she can sing this Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song, so she's cool. Like, get the fuck out of
here. You know how many white people can do that? Like, right? that's not a feat.
It's not a flex either.
I like Amanda Seals and like some of the things she's been like. I think she's funny. I think she does have like a lot of work on in some areas, but I would forgive her over Candace Owens.
Oh, heartbeat, easily.
Like, it's fine.
Honestly, for me, since I'm like really invested in what she's, especially her social activism and stuff, mm-hmm. I'm really into that because like she speaks about some real shit a lot of times mm-hmm. and putting a voice to stuff that people don't talk about, which I love. I think that's a part of this, too, because she's really vocal about some of the things that the Black community does, like the Shade Room, a fucking cesspool of garbage.
Look, we don't talk about the Shade Room.
Or the Shade Borough, if you're in the UK.
That's stupid.
They need to have their own version.
That's still
you
stupid.
You gotta have their own version
of
it.
That's dumb. I don't have time for Black British people.
They are a little annoying.
Eat your tea and scones and, like, leave us out of it.
But yeah, I do like the fact that I did see a lot of people on her Instagram, like, supporting her. Like, I saw Queen Latifah, Tisha Campbell, a lot of the people that are notable Black women that were supporting her.
That's good.
So, that's good to see. That it's not just like, and they see it too, so which is great. They mm-hmm. understand what's going on here. It's not some like, oh, well, you're just, it's in your head. No, we see it. She's being blackballed.
Yeah.
On purpose. I think it's the Palestine thing, too.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge part of this because, unfortunately, Black media is still controlled by white people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they have a vested interest in it. So, right. Her being so vocal about Palestine is definitely going to put, like, a strain on how Black people and white people in that particular sector intersect.
Yeah.
So, I hate that.
Yeah, hopefully things get better. But let's talk about something that's worse. You know, I loved Power Rangers.
Oh, yes.
Power Rangers was a pivotal part of my childhood. Like, one could say it was integral to my childhood. I came home, like, you know, well, hell, even before I, like, went to school, like, I was, like, in front of the TV, watched Power Rangers every day. And,
same here.
And, of course, like, you know, Mighty Morphin, like, you know, it's the American Millennials, aka the Boomer Power Rangers for people and everything. It's like how they got into it. Cool. And, you know, I didn't think much of Jason and stuff when he was on it. Like, he really became irrelevant once, like, you know, Tommy came onto the scene. And now I have to sit there and think about, I have to, like, you know, RIP to Jason David Frank, one of the goats of Power Rangers and stuff like that. But let's talk about one of the asses of Power Rangers.
Oh, my God.
The original Red Ranger, Austin St. John.
I used to have such a big crush on him when I was younger.
And, like, you know, he was decent. Like, he didn't do much as Jason.
He didn't do much. He was just good to look at.
And was he? Fine, whatever. This loser.
Oh, my God.
What is this clothing line?
He's coming with a clothing line that's gonna like have like phrases and like quotes from like quote unquote warriors in history, okay. Good and bad.
Oh,
and he's like, yeah, you know, we're gonna have all the good ones, even some people are a little controversial, like Hitler. You remember Hitler?
Oh,
you remember him?
Oh, God,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
We're gonna have a whole thing dedicated to him because you know, he may be a bad person, but he has some good one-liners, as he said on the podcast he was on.
When I was on Twitter when I saw it, and I was like,
the worst place to find out news sometimes.
Twitter is one of those places where, like, you're either going to get some really good shit or some really, really bad shit.
You won't be ready for neither one sometimes.
And I guess with Elon Musk having Twitter now and everything, it's kind of perfect, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, like, well, I can't wait, you know, like, man, Tyrannosaurus, racism. And it's just like,
pretty
okay.
Much.
And it's just like, okay, Austin St. John, what? Like, okay, cool, you got a COVID line. Warriors from history. What?
Yes. How is Hitler a warrior?
Let's
start there, too. How are we classifying warriors at this point?
Yeah, like, what's a warrior to you? Like,
right?
What are we talking about? Two, Hitler?
He probably gonna say, he's just a badass. I feel that's gonna come out of his mouth.
Ooh, if he said,
I feel like
that's
gonna come out. That's like the most white man thing to say. He's just, like, you know, he's just a badass, you know?
Yeah, it's not red power, it's white power. Granted, Mighty Morphin isn't like my favorite iteration of Power Rangers, especially like
not mine either.
After like, you know, watching it for like so long, like as a kid and everything, and then to like a teenager, you go back and then it's just like y'all was like, I see why like David Yost was having like such a hard time between like you and Jason David Frank.
Yeah,
because you know I'm sitting there thinking, I was like, well, maybe Jason David Frank was just the asshole. That's fine. No, you
had to be a little bit.
I
it was funny because that came out right after I think they were going to write a new part of the comic book. I think Amy Jo Johnson was actually writing something. I think it was a new issue or something, and that news came out right after that. It was the worst timing ever.
I'm like, my head hurts. It was like, and like I said before, I'm gonna say it again. Zordon was right to put you assholes in the gulag. What are we talking about?
Oh, like, bro, what is even happening?
I like how like the host of like the podcast like didn't really like say anything.
No pushback or nothing.
Yeah, it was just like, y'all didn't find that weird? Like, yeah,
because they probably thought that shit was cool.
Like, yeah, Hitler was a bit of a pistol and everything, but he had some good one. I'm like, what?
Huh?
Like,
what
ain't
are
no,
we doing?
Ain't no, like, you might want to, like, you know, think about that
we
one.
Live in a country where people actually are Nazi sympathizers, and you want to make a clothing line? Like, I'm not saying that he's, like, a big celebrity, but he still has enough influence where he's going to make people like, oh, shit, I can get this gear? What? Get this young Hitler fit?
Yeah, I mean, it's good if you a Nazi like Power Rangers fan.
No, there's plenty of them, sure.
You can't be a Nazi. You can't be a Nazi and love Power Rangers. That's stupid.
There are people who are Nazis who likes X-Men. What are you talking about?
That's so stupid.
Like, come on.
Yeah, there's probably a Nazi who loves Magneto.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's so dumb.
They probably he's not Jewish.
Yeah, a Jewish wouldn't be that cool. Wouldn't be that sick. A Jew wouldn't be that sick. Are you kidding me?
My God.
I
that's your boy.
No, he's not. That's not my Red Ranger.
That's your boy.
And the other Red Ranger ain't my Red Ranger either, to be honest.
A lot of Red Rangers are not it.
I mean, well, the Black Red Rangers are decent.
Yeah, they were good.
Some of these white ones, you need to kind of double check on it, because
they always come out to be like complete pieces of shit later in life.
Yeah, like the Wild Force Red Ranger. I was like, oh, you're
yeah.
You was literally killing them. That's bad.
Yikes.
You were, look. You took Wild Force a little too seriously.
Okay, all right. Let's move on.
Wow.
To something that's not on the list. I just thought of this. We're talking about the Nazi stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Your favorite Arthur, your girl, J.K. Rowling, is out there talking about that they were not burning books back in the Nazi time, that we're talking about trans stuff. Mm-hmm. She was a whole trans denier. Not trans, but Nazi denier. Holocaust denier. I think that's Holocaust denier. That's the proper term for it. Mm. So yeah, she was on Twitter like, no, they weren't burning books back in the day during the Holocaust about trans stuff. How dare you, stupid infantile dummy? You stupid American. How dare you speak to me like that? Oh, you better fact check.
Oh my God.
Just more reasons not to like her or fuck with Harry Potter anymore. She's like, no, they didn't do that. You silly goose.
You're so stupid.
You're so stupid.
You're so stupid.
Don't do your research, obviously.
Like, clearly you're not going to be in Ravenclaw, you idiot. They didn't do that. That's that. Look, Slytherins did it, not the Nazis, you idiot.
Oh my god.
And obviously the Slytherins wouldn't do it because trans people would be in my books, dummy. Because
trans people don't exist.
Dummy, you idiot.
Oh, J.K. Rowling is so annoying.
I'm tired of her. And then like
I'm tired of people who still watch, support, and love that shit.
Like
especially the queer people that fight that, they're annoying.
And it's all it's almost always white queer people. It's almost always them.
I'm not going to put that all on them because there's a lot of black people that like that too.
I mean, yeah.
There's a lot of black gay men who are still very much so into the whole Harry Potter universe. I'll never forget, I was on the apps. I was on Hinge. I got matched with somebody. It was a couple years ago. And he was talking about, oh, I want you to go see the Harry Potter musical. It was great. I'm like, oh, you know, I don't even fuck with her like that because she's transphobic. He unfucking matched with me and blocked me.
Damn. He's like, you loser, don't make me think about reality, you idiot, dare you.
I was floored, like, damn, that woman got such a choke on y'all.
Yeah, she put a spell on him.
Yikes.
I have nothing to say about J.K. Rowling being, like, you know, an idiot, because, like, at this point, it's just, like, whatever. I think there was something about, like, some hate crime laws in, like, the UK and everything. Yes. She's, like, challenged to be arrested. She was like, well.
I think it's in Scotland. I believe that's where it's at. And she's like, no, there shouldn't be a law for that. That's not a hate crime.
And I was like, all right, well, like, get locked up then, girl. Because if you say something stupid, watch you get locked up.
Yeah, I want that to happen for her so bad.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, you know, people are like, but like, they would just lock her up. And like, okay, those terms are acceptable. Like, I don't care. Lock her up. You know, like they was telling Hillary back here in like 2016. Lock her up.
Yikes. defund Harry Potter, please. I'm so tired of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Other things on the list that I did want to talk about really quick is the interview that Elon Musk did with Don Lemon. That shit had me on the fucking floor.
That was
so good.
He didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Don Lemon's trajectory from conservative to queer, black, outright, like, media person has been so nice to see. Because for a while, Don Lemon acted like he was, like, this very colorless, like, entity on the media circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like, oh, I'm black. I am actually a black person. Like, yes, you are. And I love the fact he sees that and is now using his platform now for good, which is great.
Yeah.
Elon Musk did not like that interview, though. He like, no, we're not doing a deal. This deal with your TV show on X is not happening anymore. How dare you ask me these dumb questions?
Yeah. Well, no, he got mad because Don Lemon made him feel stupid because he is stupid.
He's an idiot. I felt the air word about to come out. I swear to God, it was so close. I
gotta watch it because I only remember like the clip and everything where he looked like he's about to cry and everything.
I thought he was gonna call the air word, so it was coming out. I knew it was coming around that corner.
That would have been funny if he did. and he didn't do it because he didn't want to get sued.
Yeah, he wouldn't get sued. Yeah, but I felt it. I felt the spirit of that word creeping up. The more Don Lemon pushed him, the more he's like, okay, all right,
monkey.
Right?
I don't have time for this.
That interview was so funny. Kudos to Don Lemon because he was dragging him.
Yeah. I'm tired of Elon. He's so stupid.
I hate the fact he bought Twitter. He actually got to buy it.
Yeah. He made it worse. That was probably one of the worst things about it. Like, he made it worse.
Yeah. It's just not. It's not it. I go on there out of obligation to see what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And that's it. But as far as like really engaging like I used to, I don't do like I used to.
You just made me realize I got to stop engaging with people. Because after that thing that happened to me like the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you're mad at me because I'm saying that you are delusional for saying that it's a girl's fault, that it's a woman's fault and everything because of like some pictures she had. It's her fault that she got harassed by men and everything. That's what you're telling me?
It's classic victim blaming.
That was classic. It was so stupid.
Like, she should not be showing her titties on the internet.
And it's just like, she can do that. And it was very innocent and everything. Like, her boobs are big, cool. Like,
she's
fine.
She's got big breasts. It's not much you can do about that.
Yeah, like not much you can do about big breasts and everything. And all I said was breasts aren't inherently sexual. That's all I said. Because they're not.
That was too much.
And it's just like, okay, like, oh, what are you talking about? You're literally a man saying all this. And it's just like,
I am a man saying that because I'm not stupid, dummy.
Yeah, like, I'm not an idiot. What are we talking about?
they and then that person was like 21 years old. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
And you know, I didn't see their age, and that was my fault for engaging with it without like looking at their age first.
It's okay, it happens, trust me. I'm just really nosy, so I'm like, I have to look like, who is this person? If I see somebody write something that's really stupid, I have to know more about this person to it allows my brain to understand what's going on.
That makes sense.
So I'm like, okay, 21 years old, maybe left behind. Damn. Doesn't know how to have everything there. Look, the country's in shambles right now when it comes to education.
You know what? You're right.
Like complete her, shambles.
Her brain cells are probably looking like The Last of Us right now.
So, good. So the young kids, I'm afraid for some of them because... Yeah. Some of them should not have gotten to the end result of schooling.
You know what? You're right, and that was on me. That was some silly stuff. Speaking of silly stuff, I wouldn't even call this silly. I think like the timing for like all of this is just like terrible.
Which is
Gerard Carmichael's like new show and that whole thing with like Tyler the Creator.
That has been a lot of discourse around this.
So for those of you who don't know, like Gerard Carmichael, like is he like a comedian or something?
He's a comedian. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So like, you know, he's a comedian and stuff like that. Apparently he like a couple of years ago he confessed like his like feelings for like Tyler the Creator to him like personally. And I would say Tyler's delivery of that like initial like his delivery this time around was a bit better, but like also there's probably a lot of factors that played into that. We'll get to that in a minute. Like Tyler called him like a stupid bitch and then kind of like, you know, left it at that, which is, I would say like, if this was a couple years ago and everything, especially for Tyler, that makes sense. And so like, you know, I guess he brings him on his like new show and everything, to like, you know, say like, yeah, like, you know, I told you I had like, had feelings for you and stuff like that. And then like Tyler kind of doesn't really say anything about it.
He really does. He really avoids it. It's very avoided.
Like, yeah, like it's probably one of the more uncomfortable things I've ever like kind of like seen in a show and everything, especially like Tyler in that position. And you know, he pretty much rejects him again.
Yeah.
And it's so bad. And there's like so much stuff about, and there's so much stuff like people are like getting on Tyler and everything. Like, oh, like, you know, he said it again, and like, oh, like Tyler only dates white people and everything. Like, okay, fine, whatever. Tyler does that. I think there, like, not enough people are talking about the other side, like Gerard's side of this, or like how one having like talking about that again on camera feels a little kind of a bit wishy-washy.
Yeah.
To say the least and everything. I'm not gonna say it's manipulative, just because like to me that feels a bit harsh.
Yeah.
But it can definitely be seen that way because like one, you're sitting there bringing this up again, bringing up a private conversation that you all had that nobody would have known about had you not brought it up on camera. For one, and you know, kind of like, you know, essentially like trying to make like guilt him into kind of like saying something.
Yeah,
about
it. That's where it felt like it was getting toward. Like, it was like, okay, I kind of guilt you into like an answer.
Right, and you know. To like sit there that, and then like all the people like, oh, well, Tyler dates white people, and then like does a Gerard later in the episode like suck on like some white dudes like feet?
That's the really funny part is that like both of them have the same preference in men, I believe. But I think that Tyler was like that one person like, oh man, maybe he's the one I should have been with pretty much,
mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out like that way. Well, first of all, I'm like, Gerard, you need to have better taste.
Yeah,
like, Tyler's kind of an asshole.
Well, I mean, so I would say Tyler has grown and everything. Like, one as a, like an artist and everything. Maybe not as a person.
I don't know if he's. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's more important to me. Like, when he draws a person, though, to be romantically involved with somebody, why would you want somebody who's that avoidant in the first place? Like,
yeah,
let's do some assessment here too.
Right. Like, there's just like a lot going on here. And a lot that, like, you know, I would say I personally don't know about, especially with, like, you know, Tyler and Gerard and everything in general. And it also kind of reminds me of, like, something that another, like, TikToker said, because he was talking about that situation, too, about how, like, you know, people need to stop, like, sometimes, like, crushes can just be crushes.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do anything about it. And a lot of people with crushes and everything kind of put the onus on the other person. And that's unfair too. That's also manipulative. Where it's just like, okay, you confess your crush and everything, and you're kind of putting them on the spot to kind of do something about it. And if they don't like accept it, or they don't like, you know, go forward with it and everything, like you get in your fifis and stuff like that. And then also you make it like their problem, and that's not and that's not something you should do. And I kind of wholeheartedly agree with that. It's just, okay, cool. This person, like, you know, this person doesn't like you back. Let it go. Like, you don't have to, like, keep, like, one, you don't have to keep pining for them and everything like that. And you might still pine for them. That's great. But also, you don't have to do anything about it.
Yeah. I have been on Gerard's end usually when it comes to crushes most of the time. So I get his point of view a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you can't make somebody feel something they don't feel.
Right.
Like, that's ultimately what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts like shit. It does not feel good to have your feelings trampled on.
No.
Even if they didn't mean to do it, it still doesn't feel good. However, that's a you thing.
Right.
That is still a you thing at the end of the day. That is your insular feelings that you have to deal with and work through.
Yeah. And I think that's the issue with, like, people in, like, crushes in general and stuff, is that they confess their crush and everything, and they think, like, oh, well, like, you gotta, like, now we gotta do something about it. No, we don't.
Yeah.
I don't have to date you. I don't have to date you. I don't even have to, like you and everything. I don't have to do anything with you, especially if those, like, one, especially if I don't feel the same things that you do.
Yep.
And I think, like, you know, people's, like, entitlement and people, like, oh, well, like, you know, I have a crush and everything, like, so they have to date me. And it's just like, no, that's not how, like, relationships work.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, you know, like,
I wish they did. I would have been in relationships a few times if that's how it worked. I've had quite a few crushes. I've actually confessed that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they went okay usually, but I'm always like, damn, that sucks. But then, like, I think part of that is I'm, like, I have ADHD, so, like, that hyperfixation thing pops in. So I got to, like, think, yeah, check, like, okay, is this a hyperfixation or is this just me actually liking this person?
Because mm-hmm.
that is an issue.
Yeah, that's another thing people don't really do, too. They don't really think about their feelings and how they feel about a person.
Yeah.
And it's just like, do you like this person and everything because, like, you genuinely like them? Or do you like this person because do you like this person because of, like, who they are, or do you like that person because of how they make you feel?
Do you like the dopamine you get from thinking about them?
Right. Do you like the dopamine that you get from thinking about them, fantasizing about them, like, looking at them? Like, is it about you and what you feel for them, or is it about, like, is it about them?
Yeah. Usually it's, I mean, for a crush, it's usually
about how they make you feel.
Yeah.
And yeah, that whole thing was just weird.
Yeah, having crushes, I've been there. I could write a book on that.
I mean, I get it.
It's never fun to be on that side of it, but I would never put myself out there like that on camera. Like, I don't care. No, I'm not gonna get my heart crushed on camera.
Yeah, like it was just weird and stuff. Like, he kind of, like, did it again, and then, like, Tyler, like, ordered food or something like that. And it's just like, why do you, like, I understand why you may like him. Like,
I don't get it, because that man seems like a whole asshole.
I mean, he kind of is an asshole. But, like, again, like, I get it. Like, you know, Tyler's a pretty decent looking guy and everything. He's funny. He's got money. It's understandable, but it's also like, why?
Yeah.
Especially if he said no before.
That's the thing. I can see this like a first time thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think for Tyler, in his defense, I think it's like, why are we rehashing this again?
Yeah.
I feel like that's where his brain was at. Like, why are we doing this a second time?
Right, in front of camera.
In front of the camera. Like, I don't get it. I think it's where he was like, why are we doing this again? You know where I stand. Why are we doing this again now? And an even weirder part is that he was sucking that man's feet later. So I'm like, why are we doing this again? We already have somebody, or you're involved with somebody else. Like, what is this?
He's not Tyler. That other dude is not Tyler. That's literally it.
Do you want Tyler's feet in your face or something? Is that what it really boils down to?
Probably.
Probably. You know what? Now it's making more sense.
Yeah. That whole thing was weird.
But I do like the fact that this is something like we don't see much of, like, the type of thing on TV, really.
That
between
is true.
Two black men. Yeah. So that was, even though this is very unfortunate, it was good representation just in general to see stuff like this, because normalized stuff like to happening for black people, black gay men.
Yeah.
We don't see this type of situations playing out on TV at all. So I'm sure a lot of people could actually relate to Gerard.
Yeah, like,
people could probably relate to Tyler too, honestly.
Yeah, I've been on both sides of that coin, so, like, I get it. The thing is, like, with me, like, I've been mostly on Gerard's side of it, but also, like, I've never really, like, kind of put myself out there either. I think most of the stuff that, like the most, pretty much every relationship that I've got, like, that I've, like, been in and everything or been involved with, people have come to me because, one, I don't sit there and reject people. Two, I'm not expecting people to, like, kind of crush on me and, like, actually make a move for it. And then, like, you know, I get asked about it, and it's just like, look, I don't like bothering people. And two, like, I'm definitely scared of fucking rejection.
Yeah, that's that.
So, sucks. Like, yeah, and I'm not finna sit there and do that. So, like, if you want me, like, hey, we could sit there and talk about it. Like, 9 times out of 10, I'll probably have a crush on them, but I'm not gonna sit there and pursue it. But I think enough about that.
I have one more TikTok.
Uh-oh.
That I think you need to like, not, oh god, the JoJo Siwa thing keeps popping up. That's not what I wanted.
Not Josephine Siwa.
If karma is a bitch. Oh my god, it's something. It's the choreography with the words of the song and the beat, all that together. Makes me laugh so
the funny
hard.
Thing is, the funny thing is, the choreography ain't bad. It's her.
It's doing her it. Doing it. It's so terrible.
She's so aggressive, and I'm like,
she can't dance.
Like that ponytail is flopping around, and it's just like
that ponytail is sending me to fucking Mars.
it's going around so fast, and it's just like, girl.
It's the way her head is like moving. It's like
it's giving me whiplash, and I'm just like, girl. Like I know your brain is probably bruised or something right now with the way you just like swinging around. You're like overly aggressive, and it's like, where's Allison Stoner? She can teach you how to dance.
Abby Miller is probably like, she is probably at home like, what have you done to my legacy?
And then that little like Mad Max outfit she got on,
that looks terrible.
She looks like she's gonna like have her like WWE career.
She
looks something.
Like she wants to be a part of like a Kiss like revival show or something. It looks so bad. Oh, it looks bad. Oh god, that song with the gruggery is such a combination.
It's probably, and it's like, girl, like, are you literally dressed like that because you say bitch in the song? Like,
yes.
Like, I wonder if there's any more cursing. Because
that's
like,
not. That's the only curse word.
What?
Yes, because she says effing.
Girl. Josephine Gertrude Siwa. What are we doing?
That has been my guilty pleasure all day because I've watched so many snitches, and I like that one girl. Her analysis like, was really good about how white people look at black people so aggressively. So when you think about black people dancing, they feel no way to be good at dance. They have to be aggressive like that.
And it's so weird.
So true.
And you know what? I remember that one because I. Cause who shared that? You or me?
I think you shared it.
Yeah, I did share it. I was like, no, you gotta see this.
Yeah, she
hit
that.
Cause you popped it back in my head. Cause I was like, okay. And then like the whole like the song kept playing in the back of my mind, and I was like, and all I hear is karma's a bitch, and like her the ponytail is shaking, and I'm just like, oh,
it's
Lord.
So good.
And I'm like, girl,
it's so good because like, it's so bad.
JoJo Siwa,
she can't dance. I don't care what nobody say.
She can't.
She's a terrible dancer.
And it's like, how do we go from dressing like Polly Pocket?
To like
you know, doing this whole Kiss thing. And there was like another thing where she kind of had like a mullet, and somebody said she looked like Riff Raff, and I was crying. I was like, no. I was like, please don't let JoJo Siwa start. I was like, don't let this girl start a hip hop career or like, you know, using like blackness as like a thing to kind of like boost her sales or something like that, because it's gonna happen.
Her current dancing is hip hop.
Gross.
That's hip hop.
Karma's a bitch.
But that wasn't even what I was looking for. But that just popped up. I was looking for this other clip.
You'll just have to show me because, oh Lord.
Okay.
I
sometimes wish I was African American, you know, because I think at least people don't bash them afterwards when they say something about a reality, which is very hard for a woman to open it. I think even hard. I think it's probably the hardest to be a woman because feminists is probably something that people hate above all.
What? Girl, what?
What about black women?
What? They don't exist.
Who was that?
What's her name?
She looks familiar.
That was Julie Delpy.
She's been in Julie Delpy. And she's been in a couple things. I just don't remember what off
so
the top of my head.
That clip was with her, Kieran McCulkin, and what's that man's name? I think Robert.
Is that Danny DeVito?
Yeah, Danny DeVito. And Kieran looks so distressed.
Yeah, man, he's like, girl, what the hell are you talking about?
What are you saying?
And I think like Danny DeVito tried to say some stuff about it too.
Where, yeah, he tried to cut her off because he was like, girl, this is not turn around, wrong road.
Like this is almost as worse as like no, well nothing's gonna be as worse as like Bette Midler saying like women's are the
N-word. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
And I was like,
Bette Midler, man, I'm glad she don't go to the internet no more, because that was terrible. That was a horrible take.
And that was bad, because I love Bette Midler.
Man, oh.
But she said that, and I was like, girl, what? What about black? And then, you know, and again, it's just like, what about women who are black?
They don't exist. What is that? That's a myth.
But how can women be the N-words of the world when there are some N-words of the world who are women? Like, what are we talking about?
They don't count.
That's, oh, okay. But, and that little nonsense line that Julie Delphi said, oh, okay, girl, what?
It's even harder to be a woman than being a black person. Because like,
black people can just say what they want and not get bashed for it. That's never happened, ever. Like, what?
We're literally talking about Amanda Seals earlier. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
look, Amanda Seals don't exist. You just said it.
You're right. Damn, it's just a figment of my imagination.
Ooh, that was... I saw that on Twitter. I was like, you know what? Nope. I'm not doing it, and you put it in my mind.
I had to have it a part of your spear. Damn. You need to know it exists.
Karma's a bitch. Just excited ponytail wagging.
I'm not gonna survive. I am going to fucking pass out because that karma's a bitch shit is killing me.
Because you're an idiot.
Little by little, it's like 10,000 cuts. Okay, all right. I think we're at the portion where we're going to talk about some TV shows, particularly superhero stuff.
Yeah, I mean, superhero stuff is kind of slowly creeping its way back up.
So we have, what was that? I think that's the season finale of Invincible came out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about that, and then we talk about the last four episodes of X-Men 97.
Well, technically the first four episodes. But,
oh, yeah. We'll talk about first. Which one?
We can save X-Men for last because, okay, you know, that's kind of important for both of us.
Yeah,
So, my whole thing with the whole Invincible rollout is that, like, this, like, the mid-season break stuff and everything, like, we need to stop that.
Yeah.
Like, that needs to stop being a thing, in general, because I'm kind of tired of it. It kills the hype for shows, and if you definitely need an example of it, think about, like, Netflix's handling of JoJo's.
That was just for you weebs. Nobody cares.
Wow, okay. But yeah, Invincible, it kind of like killed the hype for it a little bit because like I wasn't super excited and I almost like forgot that it was like happening. But that's not to sit there and say like the episodes haven't been great. Like Invincible season 2 is still really, really good.
So good. Ugh.
This last episode.
It's rough. Very rough.
Mark being a whiny piss baby, I'm like, okay.
But he's young. He's 18.
I don't care. He's a Viltrumite.
Wow. You sound like his dad.
Look.
You sound like that man.
Look, I need that picture of Lotto and everything in that white dress. Get in the booth, bitch. Like, what? Start training. Do something. Wow. Do something with your life. Wow. Look.
Mark's literally
Omni-Man told him himself, like, you need to fight or you're going to die. And every episode and everything, like, you know, Mark, he kind of gets there and
he's
everything.
He's still human, too, though.
Is he?
He's half human and half Viltrumite.
That man can fly against the sound barrier. I don't want to hear that.
He's still a human being, though.
Get in the hyperbolic time chamber, throw some hands, do something, put up your dukes. You weak bastard.
He's still a child, though.
Oh, now
you're doing that.
Oh, poor Viltrumite baby.
You're so terrible.
People are trying to hurt my family, and I don't know what to do
about it.
I don't want to kill them. Sorry. You're going to have to do it.
Your favorite heroes don't kill, though. That's the real thing.
Like, who are my favorite heroes?
It's Captain America.
I told you, I don't like that man.
that's not my fault.
Look. Captain America is a loser, and I realize that now, especially my current political standings. Captain America could suck an egg.
Wow.
T'Challa sucks.
Dang.
Let's see. Most DC, I get why most DC heroes don't do it, But that's why I like villains and everything like that. Look, you think Venom sitting there crying about eating people? No, he eats people.
But Eddie Brock probably does.
Eddie Brock is a loser anyway. What are we talking about? Look, wow. Put on the symbiote. Shut up. go do villainous things. We don't care. Do the thing. And
but those are still these grown men at the end of the day. Like, Mark's just 18.
You're right. He's still young. His half-human frontal lobe ain't fully developed yet.
Yes, he's still a kid. He's a child with godlike powers. Like, that's a lot to handle.
Look, he should be like that one kid from Brightburn or whatever. Like, you know, like, go full evil to the max. But that's probably why I do have beef with him to begin
exactly.
with. Exactly. But also, it's just like, your hit, look, 90% of your fucking head is brain and everything. And you can't even think that, like, man, maybe this Mark is different.
He's trapped by, like, his rage and hatred and also grief that he's probably working through.
Yeah, plus, like, you know, having, like...
every version of himself see himself die and people he loved die, too. You know how much trauma that is? That well, big skull is?
Well, I mean, maybe he should have thought about it.
Okay, all right. Use your timeout.
Okay.
I should have thought about it.
He should have. Like, boy, brain that big and everything, you didn't think, like, man, maybe I'm going a little too far. He broke Debbie's arm. You saw that?
I did. And that was traumatic for me, too, to see that.
He's like, man, what does this do?
He crashed like it was a damn chicken wing.
That was messed up.
That was like, terrible. I was like, what is this episode?
He's like, you stupid little human girl. I don't care. They fixed me. Can your son fix this, crack? you and this stupid purple baby.
Oh, my God. Invincible is such a great show. I love a little Nas, other superhero IPs. That was cute.
Oh, okay, yeah, because we got to talk about that. Well, technically, that'd be a spoiler. The whole meeting wasn't anything was funny. Yeah. I had to laugh at that. It was like, man, don't you think that's a little silly? Yes. I was like, okay.
It's so cute how they do stuff like that. It just like, it's just really well written.
Yeah, it's a good show, and I'm hoping, like, you know, season 3 is like good.
I mean, I think it will be. I mean, they feel like they have a really good grasp of what they need to do as far as like storytelling is.
Well, and also it's following the comic like pretty closely too.
Yeah, I mean, they're making some changes here and there that needs to be changed.
Yeah, because
the bad thing, I'm still scared about they're gonna do that.
Oh, there are so many people who are like, yeah, they're like, yeah, Mark, yeah, boy, you finna get it. It's gonna be the best thing ever. I wish that was me, right? And it's just
that's
like,
so
whoa,
that's so true. People are really salivating about this. About the bad thing.
I don't know what's wrong with those people.
They're probably basement dwellers who don't get out much.
That is true. Like, never talked to a woman in their lives or had a decent conversation with her. They're like, nope. I wish I was a Viltrumite. And I wish I was getting some Viltrumite coochie. You over here crying. And it's just like, calm down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to Invincible Season 3.
Yeah, I think this is a pretty good season finale. Yeah. I think that they're doing a good job with his character overall.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, the story they trying to tell with him and him trying to figure out what the hell he want to do as a hero.
Right.
Because I think that's a lot to put on somebody that young.
Yeah, especially given everything that happened with Omni-Man.
Yes, his father is still out there.
Look, he's all right. He getting pieced up in a Viltrumite prison.
I mean, he has a little stance coming to save, well, to beat him up a little bit.
No, true.
That was funny. They're like, I want to be just like you.
I looked up to you.
Got the same mustache.
Right?
Got the same face and everything.
Nolan fan 2022.
Yuck. Oh, God.
But let's go back to, for this next subject, to the year 1997.
Oh, yeah.
So many things happened in that year, but I guess the resurgence of X-Men was, they kind of been talking about it for a while, and they hyped it up a lot.
They did.
And I would say it still kind of lives up to the hype and everything. It's really good.
It's very good. Like, I am very impressed.
I love the animation of it. I gotta say, it made me a believer for Cyclops.
Oh, I love the Cyclops like switch up we have right now. It's great to see.
Well, I think the show, the original show and everything, damaged like Cyclops' reputation and everything immensely.
I mean, between that and the live action movies too, they both helped make him like a complete loser. But I knew, and everyone else knew who read the comic, but we knew he was that dude. He been that dude.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, he was doing, like, a custom, like, that thing he did, I was like, all right, Cyclops. You ain't never did this a day in your life. But maybe if we get another X-Men game, you need to start doing some of this.
Look, they was cooking. When they did those fight sequences with him, and he was doing all those cool moves and stuff with his concussion, that's comic book accurate Cyclops. He does that.
It was so good. I would say one of the bigger things with X-Men 97 is, we got to talk about the thing. The pretty much one-to-one and everything from the original, which that's thing? Peak. The X-Men 97 theme.
Oh, the theme. Okay, yeah. The theme was great.
I was like, you know, it's the same kind of beats and everything. The, like, course, they juice it up for today, but it pretty much being a one-to-one kind of remake of the original theme.
Yeah.
Like, with the animations and everything, I was like, you know what? It doesn't get any better than that. Like, that's how you do it. I'm glad they didn't change it.
Oh, my God. It would be horrible if they changed it.
Yeah, I was like, no, you can't change it. We got to keep it the same.
It's like Degrassi. You can't change that. You got to just remix a little bit.
Okay.
All they did was remix it over and over again, but they never, like, changed it.
Yeah, I mean, they never changed it, but them remixes were ass.
Some of them were... okay, because you're tied to that one version.
Look.
There's some really good ones out there. Yes. Some of those little pop rock versions were cute.
I mean, some of them, but look, it ain't going to beat the kids choir there.
Oh, my God. Look. You've got to get over the season.
I'm not.
Season one has you...
Look, that's my Roman Empire.
Not Degrassi season one and two, but your Roman Empire. You need to get...
It's not season one. Season one, a lot of terrible things happened in that season.
A lot of things happened in season two, too. What are you talking about?
Dark Ashley was one of the best things ever.
Oh, my God. You and this Dark Ashley standing is too funny.
Look, I am Dark Ashley fan 031, and you can't take that.
You had that show for your profile figure for a while. Like, you was just
that was best version of Ashley Kerwin, and I stand.
We all
by
agree that.
That
is.
A lot of people don't. The funny thing is, I'm in the Degrassi group, and a lot of people didn't like that version of Ashley. I was like, what are you?
That was the best version of her.
I was like, first of all, that was woke Ashley.
She was very woke.
like, you know, like, she actually gave a damn about a lot of things, and she was kind of getting stuff done.
She really was. I like that version of Ashley, actually.
Because let's see, Terrible Bob Ashley and everything after season two Ashley was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, she was not great.
Yeah.
But
back on to the X-Men, it's my fault for talking about Degrassi.
That is your fault. so many good things in that show, like and even getting back some of the original voice actors, like getting the original voice actress for Storm and everything back was peak. Like, yeah. that little like proclamation she did in the desert.
Oh yeah, she had to give him the forecast. That was hype. That was hype.
I mean, the whole thing, like, you know, touching down in the desert, Cyclops, like, landed to me, my X-Men. I was like, yes, yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, that was pretty hype.
And then, give them the forecast. I was like, we in here.
They are doing what people have been wanting. We want the X-Men doing cool shit. That's why people love the X-Men.
Yeah, because they're doing cool shit. Like, and then, like, Storm with her, like, monologue, ancient sands, heed my command. I was like, you know what? That's the Storm that we need. Yeah. That's the Storm that we miss. I don't like this damn mohawk, because I don't understand, like,
the chokehold that the mohawk has on Marvel for some reason.
On white people.
Because I'm over the mohawk. We've seen 8 versions of that mohawk over the last 30 years. It's got to go.
Yeah, and they did, and, like, you know, and also, like, the texturism with, like, Storm's mohawk, too. And it's just like, we couldn't make this any better. Nope. You couldn't just keep her hair long and everything. You had to give her the mohawk. We had to do that.
She got dark skin now. We got to take our little wins here and there.
That's true. I do like that Wolverine isn't the forefront.
Yes. Oh my God.
That was probably
so
also one of the other things that kind of damaged, like, stuff for, like, Cyclops and everything too.
Yeah,
is that
they were trying to push Logan.
Yeah, and now you really see it and stuff like that. Because I'm like, oh, okay, like, Wolverine's not talking much. That's weird.
Yeah,
but also, like, that's
focal
good.
Point.
He was a focal.
He's
point.
He's just back. An idiot.
He is just an idiot.
Like, he doesn't get relevant to his villains come. Until his role gallery comes, like, what's his face? Like, Sabretooth and all them people. Oh, people don't, we don't care nothing about Wolverine.
I can't wait till I see Sabretooth.
You're going to be so happy. Your boy.
I do like the whole the like kind of pseudo queerness that's going on with Morph and Wolverine.
Yes, I'm so into it.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, y'all being a little fruity.
They being very fruity.
Right? He, like, he Wolverine in a tree, and then Morph come along and turn to the saber tooth. I was like, okay, y'all be role playing.
Y'all have been role playing. That's
come
some fruity
on.
Shit.
Let's go, bub.
That's some fruity shit.
That is some fruity stuff, but also, I'm for it.
Morph has been so funny. I love what they're doing with Morph. I love the fact they're using Morph to, like, throw us little Easter eggs here and there with, like, other characters we ain't gonna really get, probably.
Oh, yeah, like, the whole, like, turn into magic thing. Like,
oh, my God, I was so hype. I'm like, like, my girl, my Russian princess, she's here.
That was really cool.
He'll turn into Archangel when he was in the sky and shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
He turned into Psylocke. I'm like, oh, my God. He's my fave, just all of them.
Yeah, that I think that's a really good way to do it without like having those characters like there yet.
Yeah, because they really didn't use a lot of them. Well, they actually used Archangel a lot in the original show, but they didn't use Psylocke at all, really.
They did not. And it's so, and I'm like, can we get some Psylocke?
I want some Psylocke. I really do.
And also like, and it's also nice to like see Morph get like some limelight,
yes,
too.
Yes, because they did him so dirty in the original show.
Yeah.
They just threw him away like he was disposable.
He was, and now he's not.
So yeah, I think the last couple episodes, especially episode 3.
Oh man,
the fact they was able to wrap up that entire arc in one episode, like that's kind of genius, because Inferno is long. That's like 30 issues almost of a comic book to read. They're like, you know, we're gonna just wrap this up in one episode.
Yeah.
<just be done. laughs> And I think like they actually like made it so where they didn't have like this stupid beef between Jean and Madeline, because that would have been just really just not. It would have just been so like, oh, I hate that. Like back in the day, of course, it made sense, because like in the 80s, men were writing everything.
Right.
So, of course, they're going to make women fight each other over a man.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, okay, why are we doing this?
Right. Yeah, that was silly. And it was just like, because somebody was like, yeah, they kind of got everything quick. Like, you know, shouldn't his name mean something? You came up with Madeline Pryor kind of quick.
She really did.
And it's just like, okay, cool. Who cares? Like, let's move on.
So I wonder if they're going to use her as a villain later or not. I feel like they didn't want her to be a villain this time around, which probably. I'm fine with. There are other people that are more villainous for way better reasons.
Well, I mean, like, also, like, Madeline could be, like, an anti-hero or something.
Yeah, I would
like
prefer
that
actually, too. Than
her
to be a downright villain.
Yeah, I mean, that whole episode was so good.
It really was. That was great.
Like, I gotta give Jennifer Hale her props and everything.
She ate that. Ooh,
like,
she did.
Look, that little design, that little evil magical girl transformation.
Yeah, that was cute. They are just really short out that show.
And then God, that one line she did to Scott, and I was like, I get it, Scott. I would have gasped and moaned like that too.
Yikes!
Say my name, Scott. I was like, oh. I would have yelled that to the high heavens.
One thing I'm a little upset about that I found out is that they're not gonna add Emma Frost in this, because the executive producer doesn't like that character. So
that's stupid.
She probably won't be involved in this, which is really bad of a like take, because Emma is pretty integral to X-Men at a certain point.
That is very
so
weird.
So it's like, how are you gonna tell certain stories without her?
Yeah, that's dumb.
It just depends on how far they're gonna go, but I don't know. I just feel like that was just a really bad call to like completely omit her from like the X-Men.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, she's kind of pretty integral
she's
to like
kind of important for a long period of time.
Yeah, I really want to see like what happens with like the Brotherhood and everything too.
Yeah,
because like, you know, Magneto's like the leader of the X-Men now, so I'm just like, okay, so where's Mystique?
Not your girl.
Where's Juggernaut? Where's Sabretooth?
Where is Juggernaut?
You know, and even this latest episode with like Jubilee and Mojo, and then
Mojo revisited.
that was so stupid. I was like, out of all, like, I get it, Mojo, but like also like,
I mean, we got Spyro though, so that was cool. We just ain't shit.
I was tickled pink to see Spyro. I was like, yes, which reminded me that I need to get her figure sometime soon too, because I need that.
I love Spyro. She's so cool.
And also, like, where are the other integral X-Men and everything? Like, where's Iceman? Where's Colossus?
Where is Colossus?
That I'm just like, there are a lot of X-Men missing, ain't it?
Well, I know when they did the original run of the show, I know Iceman just left, and that was it.
Oh.
He didn't really come back, but Colossus was there for a while, so I don't know where he is.
Yeah, like, Colossus needs to be there.
They still haven't did Shadowcat either yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen. I don't think she was in the original run of that show.
She wasn't. I don't. At least I don't remember seeing her.
Like she's a big part of the show too.
Yeah. Like hopefully she's not like throwing slurs at people.
That would be great. We don't need that. But yeah, they have so much like place they can like pull from for like these regular episodes. So it's gonna be nice to see. The Inferno thing definitely caught me off guard. I was not expecting to do Inferno, especially that quick.
I mean, well, I mean, there's still so much there and stuff like that for Inferno. But it's nice because, like, the opening has, like, shown, like, little stuff, too. Like, there was the Shi'ar, that, like, that thing of Emma, like, shutting out Professor X. She's like, bitch, get out my man. That was funny. She's like, get your nosy ass out.
Because Professor X is nosy as hell.
Well, he dead now, so it don't matter.
I mean, yeah. Well, is it with the Shi'ar?
Oh, like, what? Did he do some mind thing where he,
I
like...
I think when they took him with him, like, the last episode of the original, they took him to someplace in the Shi'ar.
Oh, I thought, like, wasn't it, like, Bolivar Trask that, like, kind of blickied him?
Oh, yeah.
No, wait, not Bolivar Trask. It was the other dude. It was Senator or something, because that's why he was in jail.
Right.
He's like, yeah, I'll blicky Professor X and I'll do it again. I'm tired of you muties.
Man, the amount of like people that are talking about this show being woke is so funny, because this show has always been about oppression of an underclass. Like, that's been X-Men.
But they were white and they were killing aliens and stuff. Oh, idiot. My God. What are you talking about? They were killing aliens and doing other cool stuff, not fighting wokeness, you loser.
They were literally fighting actual like fascists and neo-Nazis on the show originally.
They were, but a lot of people omitted that because they weren't doing all that crap at that time.
Oh my
God. Now that their like political awareness has like, you know, devolved, they're like they're fighting people like me and that's bad.
Yeah, that's what it really is. But I love the fact that they're keeping that within the show still, because that's a big part of X-Men is the allegory of, you know, oppressed group fighting against the man.
Yeah, they're fighting bigotry and they're like God, speaking of bigotry, like that Magneto like speech.
Oh yeah,
in the second episode.
Yeah,
well, let's see, what did he say? Like bigot, ingrate, sycophant, worm. I'm like, oh okay. Oh, all right, Magneto, you using the big words.
He's using the college words. Right? No, he's smart.
That is true. He's using them $5 words.
How do you think, like, you got Asteroid M? You don't get that if you dumb.
I mean, he could have did Asteroid M whenever he wanted to.
Can we bring back Exodus, my boy? That's what we need to bring back.
Who?
His second-hand command, dude.
Oh. I mean, maybe.
Wow, you're a hater.
Look, I didn't read the comics, okay?
He was on the show.
Oh, look. You know how long it's been since I watched the original X-Men show?
When they was doing Asteroid M and stuff, he was like the next... He was like his right-hand man. Mm. With his cool telepathic powers and being cool and shit.
Look, we don't know.
You know what been good that they do is that they do more crossover stuff, but they don't have any other cartoons they can do it with like they used to. Because that's one thing I do like about X-Men. They'll always like a crossover episode with another brand, like out of nowhere.
That, you know what? That is true. But the funny thing is like they snuck a lot of those in there because from what I like saw and everything, the original showrunners like didn't want, or like they were like, oh, well, we got to do all this stuff. So they just kind of snuck people in there like Deadpool and Spider-Man. And Thor and Doctor Strange and everything in the original show, because like they were like, yeah, we kind of want all these cool characters in there, and it was like the original like showrunners or something just didn't want them all in there, or it was like money stuff, and they just did it anyway.
Mm, that makes sense, but I mean, it made the show better because like that's another part of Marvel is the fact that they have all these crossovers with other brands and other IPs. And that's the cool shit. We want to see people from other stuff interacting with other people.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like the big Marvel thing in general. Like that's like a big superhero thing in general.
It really is.
And that's really weird when they don't do it. Because like when you think about like the context of like the Marvel stuff in general, especially Marvel movies, it's so weird that like all these like heroes can exist at the same time together but barely interact. Like that's weird.
And they be in the same scene sometimes.
Half, I would say a good 75% of the Marvel universe lives in New York.
Yep, pretty much.
Like, Punisher is in New York, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, The Fantastic Four,
yep.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, most of the Avengers live in New York.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so all y'all are in New York. Like, hell, I think the X-Mansion is just outside of New York.
Yeah, it's in upstate New York.
So, like, what the hell are we doing? Like, all y'all live in New York? Y'all are never seeing each other?
Yeah, that's weird.
Because
they be doing, like, really big shit, too. There's big catastrophes happening.
Right? Like, Venom would be murking people in Manhattan and something like that. And then you got like Green Goblin like mess up the Upper East Side and stuff like that. You're, like, what?
Yeah, you got the hand ninjas everywhere doing weird shit in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. I don't know. Marvel needs to get it together. It kind of makes sense why certain DC heroes aren't meeting up with each other all the time.
They're in different cities most of the time.
Well, I mean, some of those cities are kind of close to each other. Like, it. To me, I was kind of laughing my ass. I went like, but I think it also depends on the iteration too, because I think in some iterations Gotham is like further from Metropolis.
Yeah, it's not that close.
And then they'll have like another iteration where like, you know, Batman is just taking his jet over to Metropolis. I'm like, how far is it from Gotham City?
Yeah,
because I think Gotham City is supposed to be like the real world equivalent is supposed to be like Atlantic City, I think.
Yeah.
And then Metropolis is based on Isn't like Metropolis based on New York, but like Metropolis is like in like the middle of Illinois somewhere.
Yeah, it's like Midwest pretty much.
Okay, like, oh yeah, because like, you know, he's in Kansas and everything. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna go to Chicago, and it's just like, what?
But yeah, most of the Marvel stuff definitely happens in a very centralized area of their universe, whereas like DC, they're pretty spread out.
I'm hoping for like some cool like crossovers.
Yes.
X-Men 97 is like shaping up to be decent. I'm hoping.
I mean, it's got like really good ratings.
Like, yeah. Oh yeah. I think it's like the highest like rated Marvel thing.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes, it is.
But see, this is Marvel's fault for thinking like the X-Men and like the Fantastic Four weren't marketable or something.
That was so weird for y'all. He's like, yeah, nobody cares about. Nobody remembers the X-Men. Like, are you serious with yourself? Like, are you listening to the word come out of your mouth?
Well, see, that's probably why Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite like effed up too. Well, that and it's like it was basically MCU bait.
Yeah, it was ugly looking too. That didn't help.
Yeah, it was ugly. It was MCU bait. They didn't have the X-Men, and it was like, you know, like nobody needs the X-Men. They're just function. It's just like, you are delusional.
Like, the X-Men I don't want to say they are Marvel, but they're a huge part of people like Marvel in the first place.
Yeah,
it's X-Men and Spider-Man. People don't really fuck with the Avengers like that, to be honest. Like, we were being really honest. The Avengers got popular because of the movies, not because of the comic books. The comic books were doing bad.
Yeah, like nobody was sitting there thinking about Captain America's ass.
No,
nobody
was not. Not
nobody
at all.
Was thinking about fucking Iron Man. Nope. Nobody was thinking about Black Widow. Nope. Nobody was thinking about Hawkeye.
Nope.
People cared. People gave a damn about the Hulk.
Yes,
I will say that.
Gave
like
about
it was like what Hulk, Spider-Man, and Wolverine are like the three most popular like kind of Marvel characters, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, outside of like anybody from the X-Men.
And then like, you know, Deadpool got a resurgence because of the movies and stuff like that. But yeah, it was like really, it was like Hulk, Spider-Man, Wolverine. Those were Marvel's big three. And people were loving it and stuff like that. And then it's just like, yeah, we didn't care about the MCU until like Iron Man.
Yep. Pretty much.
And like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is like a big part of that, but it's just like nobody gave a damn about Iron Man until like Robert Downey Jr. became him. Nobody gave a damn about Captain America until Chris Evans came onto the scene. Like, nobody cared about those two characters specifically because they really weren't doing anything.
Nope. Nobody cared about Thor either. Let's be really honest.
Oh yeah.
He was not checking for Thor.
I definitely didn't care about Thor.
He was such a boring ass character. I don't think he was thinking about the Guardians of the Galaxy either.
I'm kind of glad the Guardians of the Galaxy got a nice little resurgence.
They did, because nobody was even reading them books. Nobody was checking for them. They didn't have no cartoons, no nothing. They had no, barely had any merch.
Yep, and lo and behold.
So, yeah, MCU definitely helped people like a lot of characters that weren't already popular.
Yeah, look what money make a bitch do.
Because X-Men been popular since they came out.
Yeah, like people have been talking about the X-Men for the longest time.
And then the 90s made it even worse, because Jim Lee's run of X-Men in the 90s, that is probably one of the most iconic runs for a comic book ever. Jim Lee's artwork for that period is etched in history.
Yeah, because that's also where like a lot of those iconic outfits came from,
yep,
right?
Yep. Based off that. Hell, yeah. Marvel's Capcom based everything around his original work.
I get it. Like, that's how we got Blue Wolverine.
Yep.
Let's see. What, that, isn't that where the iconic, like, red and purple Magneto came from?
Yep.
You know, Storm's outfit.
That white, oh my god, Storm's outfit, Psylocke's costume.
Rogue.
Rogue's costume. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that, they have been, them, from that period on, were always popular in all media. So, to, for them, it's like, people don't remember X-Men, that's just stupid. But now we know. We got the confirmation right now.
I feel like that was just Marvel's way of saying, like, we don't want to sit there and shell out the money to, like have Fox give us, like, our characters back.
Yeah, they didn't have the money for that at the time. But I think Disney just wrote a check. Because Disney got enough money to write checks to anybody, honestly.
Well, the thing is, I think, like, if Disney would have put more of an effort, especially when Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite was coming out, and that was before they bought Fox, it was just like, you could have just get, like, just give Fox the damn money. You're going to make that money back in droves and everything if you just give people the X-Men. Give people the X-Men, give people Fantastic Four. And that's the weird thing about it. It's just like, all you have to do is give people X-Men, give people Fantastic Four. People are going to sit there paying droves because
people are heavily invested in those two properties.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even say, like, people give almost really give a damn about Fantastic Four themselves.
Yeah, like, people care, but not the same amount as, like, X-Men.
Well, yeah, but also, like, you know, I'm talking about, like, Fantastic Four's characters. Like, don't already give a damn about Mr. Fantastic. Nobody cares about fucking...
It's really just Sue Storm, honestly.
Like, and Doom.
Yeah, it's Sue Storm and Doom, like, they're, like, the characters. And sometimes Human Torch, sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, but...
But
not.
Sue and Doctor Doom, those are...
Doom especially.
Yeah, those are, like, the two heavy hitters from that brand.
Like,
but I think Doctor Doom's kind of like transcended Fantastic Four, honestly. Like, when you think about Doom, he's not even considered just a Fantastic Four villain anymore. He's considered a Marvel villain.
I mean, but who else does Doom beef with?
Everybody.
Damn.
Like, everybody beefs with him. He has a whole country.
Well, I mean, I don't really care about Latveria.
Are you sure?
Well, I mean, I get it, but also...
He has diplomatic immunity.
Oh, yeah. He's like, man, I could do all this evil shit, yes. And y'all can't stop me.
Yes.
That's wild.
Dr. Doom is that dude.
Dr. Doom is... I mean, he is probably like... He is like in the top five of Marvel villains.
Oh, easily in the top five. Like, no question.
Like, he's definitely... He's not five. He's definitely in, like...
I might put him top three, honestly.
He is in top three. Like, what are you... Like him and Magneto are definitely in top three.
Yeah, they're definitely top three.
Like, I can't think of a... I'm trying to see who would the third person be, because it's not Thanos.
I mean...
In terms of, like, comic stuff?
Comic stuff? If we're talking about just comic book-wise...
I mean, if we're talking about the whole of Marvel period and everything, is, like, I would say in recent years, it probably would be Thanos.
Well, in recent years, yeah, it'd be Thanos by default. Of
yeah, but, MCU. Like, if we're talking about just Marvel and everything, but, like, by popularity alone? Definitely Doom, definitely Magneto. Like,
those are, like, fighting for... If you put either one of them in number one, that would be a justifiable, like...
What, Magneto or Doom for, like, number one Marvel villain?
Easily. Like, you can make a case for either one of them.
Yeah, that's true.
But for the third spot...
Like, as far as iconic villains go for Marvel, yeah. Definitely Doom, definitely Magneto.
I'm trying to think of who else is on their level. I don't even consider Galactus is on there, because he don't really do shit besides, like, eat planets. Like, I don't really... Like, he's not, like, a villain with, like, he's doing shit.
Well, like, yeah, because Galactus technically isn't evil either.
Yeah, he's kind of just like, oh, well,
he's like, yeah,
I'm
I kind of got to do it. Like,
I'm hungry, so...
I got to do it or else, like, you know...
Make this chicken nugget for me.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the villains that are on par with them as far as popularity, because Magneto and Doom are like so neck and neck.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, when you think of villains and everything, especially Marvel villains, those who are always going to be in the conversation.
I would probably see. I don't want to make it so X-Men centric, but I'm thinking, like, outside of X-Men, who are the villains that are really out there doing, like, real numbers like that? I can't think of a lot of Spider-Man villains is up there with any of them. Like, I can't say any of Spider-Man villains are up there with Doom or Magneto.
Yeah, I mean, because Spider-Man has an extensive role gallery. I think Spider-Man has probably, like, one of the biggest role galleries in comic books, period.
He does, but them individually don't equal up to, like, a Doom or, like, a Magneto, though.
And I would say the closest thing that he probably would have that would probably amount to that is either... It's probably going to be Venom?
I don't even look at Venom as a villain, really.
Well, I mean, he's not really a villain.
Like, of just Spider-Man-centric ones, it might be Kingpin.
Yeah, but, like, Kingpin also, like, has beef with other people, too.
I mean, that's for everybody, though.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So it's kind of hard to, like, who's up there with, like,
Magneto and Doom.
It's gotta be Thanos, honestly. Like, that's the only other person in Marvel.
In Marvel,
That's the only other big villain that they have. I mean, I'm not gonna count like Kang the Conqueror. He's like kind of irrelevant most of the time.
Yeah, like and he's now irrelevant again thanks to Jonathan Majors.
Yeah. Trying to think. Like Red Skull, I mean, he's cool.
Red Skull ain't cool. He's a kinda, Nazi.
No, I mean, like, he's like, I mean, cool isn't like. He's a good villain, but, like, he's not, like, Magneto-level villain, though.
First of all, he's only a Captain America villain.
That's pretty true. He, like, really crossed over other stuff, rarely.
Like, also, who needs saving from the Red Skull other than, like, you know, democracy or something?
Yikes. It's gotta be Thanos. It's gotta be. He's the only other villain that really touches everybody.
Yeah. That is true.
He made a whole event about him. I mean, Infinity War. I mean, that's a huge event.
That was a huge thing. Only for him to get dusted by God Doom.
Well, look, that was different. That was way different.
How was that different?
Secret Wars was a mindfuck of event. God Doom?
Oh,
that boy was on one. He did all that stuff just to get Sue Storm. I was like, boy, you gotta get better like options and better like goals.
Look, you gotta respect a man who's.
Not for that regular white woman. No,
what are you talking about? Regular? That's the Invisible One.
Yeah,
the most powerful.
Okay, all right. Now you sound crazy. She's just a regular blonde white woman.
Oh, okay. First of all, a regular blonde white
regular,
woman.
Regular white woman with little powers.
Okay, a little powers that makes Doctor Doom, Namor, T'Challa. Look, who else?
They don't care about them power. They care about that something else.
Wait, there's another person who's like really Google Gaga over Sue Storm. And it's,
who else was
and, it? And it's not Reed. Because, like, I don't care. I don't count Reed and all that.
Yikes, like, that's a literal husband.
I don't care about that.
They literally
man.
Have two kids together.
Don't care. Don't care. Didn't ask. Get cucked, Reed Richards.
They literally have two kids together.
That's great. Get cucked, Reed Richards.
Yikes.
Because, okay, but look. You got Doctor Doom, Namor, T'Challa. Let's see who else. There's another person, and I'm
trying to think who else be on her like that.
But those are the three notable.
Those are
ones.
The most important ones.
Like, you made those three men go cuckoo bananas over that invisible coochie.
See, I want to put Apocalypse up there, but that's like I don't want to put
Apocalypse.
I don't want to put him up there.
Not in Sabanur.
I don't want to put because I don't want to be like I'm just like caping for X-Men completely.
You are.
But I can't think of that many.
You are. Yeah, yes, you can. Yes, you can. It's X-Men.
I love X-Men.
I know. I.
Their villain. I feel like their villains are just better. I'm sorry. Their villains just. They build different.
They do have a lot of good villains.
Like Mr. Sinister. That man is look, wild.
I mean, look. His
that
name
man
is
wild.
Look, what do you expect from a man who names himself Mr. Sinister?
He's one of my favorite villains. Like, he be on really weird, different shit.
All just to have sex with Scott. That's a man on demon time.
Look, he likes Scott. I am going to fuck with you for the rest of your life. Get used to it.
Everybody does that though. Well, I mean, like most of the women are after Scott. It's,
yeah,
you got Emma Frost, you got Jean Grey, you got Madeline Pryor. Who
you got
else?
Psylocke.
Oh Lord. Oh yeah, I forgot the psychics love Scott.
They yeah, because like, his mind is different.
Oh Lord,
that's what they say. That's in the text.
His mind's different. I hate it. They didn't even say why his mind is different.
They did because they don't want to say the thing that's different.
What's the thing?
He's a part of the neural force.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Psychics. We get it. Scott, the concussive beams ain't the only thing that's like that's got the force.
Look, his mind different. It worked different.
I hate.
That's what the women say. Okay.
I hate every telepathic woman in X-Men. Just for that.
You know who else likes him?
Who?
Maria Hill.
Wait.
Miss Shield. Yes.
Maria,
yes.
Maria.
She wants that man to put his penis in her. I love it. I was like, yes, more women to fawn over Cyclops.
I hate it. I hate all of this. You know what? We could end this. This is going on long enough. Okay, women of X-Men and Marvel. Thank you all for being with us. Thank you for listening. We will see you all next time. Just remember to follow us on all of our social media. Have a good one.
We'll be right back.